in Yemen claims it trained and sent him as revenge for the U.S. helping Yemen's government attack al-Qaeda. Pete Hoekstra, Republican of Michigan, on the CBS News Early Show.
We need to be on offense. We need to be forward-leaning.
Congress may push for use of body scanning machines that see under your clothing. Former number two at Transportation Security, Tom Blank.
We've got to get over some of the privacy concerns.
Live in Washington, I'm Dan Revive. Now to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer in Hawaii.
The reviews ordered by President Obama are expected to lead to major changes in the terror watch list system. Mr. Obama had a stark assessment of the incident.
This was a serious reminder of the dangers that we face and the nature of those who threaten our homeland.
Even as the review process continues, the State Department confirms a warning about the attacker's potential extremist ties failed to trigger a revocation of his visa. State Department officials say it was up to counter-terror agencies to block the man's entry to the U.S. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Honolulu.
For the second year in a row, a new report shows the number of law enforcement deaths is down. Craig Floyd, the chairman of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, says this year so far, 124 federal, state, and local officers have been killed in the line of duty.
This is the lowest fatality figure for law enforcement in 50 years. You have to go back to 1959 to find a year that we had fewer law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty.
The new year is likely to bring better job opportunities for Americans. Michael Irwin of CareerBuilder.com says human resource managers are planning to hire more people in 2010.
Information technology, manufacturing, financial services, and business services will be coming back more in 2010 than other industries. It's interesting because IT and manufacturing and financial services really took a hit during the recession.
The Career Builder predictions based on a survey of 2,700 hiring managers. Hard times mean more Americans turning to food stamps to help put meals on the table. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula has part two of our series, Feeding America.
Construction worker Ron Ward had no choice but to apply for food stamps.
I'm a breadwinner in my family. I mean, it's kind of powerful for a man to take a hand out, but I'm at a stand right now where my family's more important than my pride.
Many, especially in the middle class, are having to swallow their pride, just like Ward, says Open Door Ministry Supervisor Steve Key.
When you've been self-sufficient, when you've been the one that's helped other people, and now you find yourself in that position, and it's hard to ask for help.
Food stamps are helping Ward get through the holidays.
If it helps, get us through the holidays, it makes it better.
Jim Crisula, CBS News, High Point, North Carolina.
After days of renewed anti-government unrest in Iran, the country's Revolutionary Guards are charging that the opposition is backed by Tehran's foreign enemies. The main reformist party says the country's hardline leaders should apologize to the people and obey the Constitution. Where does the new tension in Iran leave the U.S. as it mulls a get tougher stance against Tehran? We're live with CBS News reporter Vicki Barker at the foreign desk.
How do you punish a country without hurting its people? The U.S. and its allies reportedly rethinking those planned sanctions over Iran's nuclear program. They fear...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until the conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pissant.
Just shut up, will you?
You shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
We're having a ton of fun here at the Bill Press Show. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press here during the holiday week while Bill takes a well-deserved vacation. Hope you're having a good time, Bill, and we'll see you back here in 2010. I want to let you know, if you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is radicalruss@gmail.com. Good, bad, or indifferent, whatever you think, I love hearing from the American people. I'm just one of you folks. I'm just a regular guy. I'm not the doctor, scientist, lawyer, PhD, nothing like that. Just a hard-working American who managed to end up in talk radio, so I got a lot of perspectives that may be a little different from some of the progressive hosts you've heard before. It's good to have a little bit of change, isn't it? All right, coming up right now, I want to talk about an issue that is heating up in America, and just over the past year, 2009, we've seen some amazing changes that have led to this next year, 2010, and the focus on marijuana. That's right, marijuana, pot, ganja, whatever you want to call it. And we've got more activity happening in state legislators and at the federal level with regards to marijuana and medical marijuana than ever before. So joining me to talk about this, and under full disclosure, I should let you know that I do work for the organization. The executive director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., Alan St. Pierre. Alan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Russ.
Oh, good morning to you. How's everything in Washington today?
Cold and very ungreen.
Cold and ungreen. Well, you know, wanted to bring you on the show here because MSNBC just recently posted an article about the states going to pot, I think is something that they mentioned. And, high expectations, that one was called, because you can't have a story about marijuana without a pun.
No, you cannot.
So give us the breakdown on what's coming up in 2010 with regards to marijuana legalization.
Well, most importantly, California, the state that is a country unto itself, where one out of eight American voters live, they will have two routes towards legalization this year. They will have a legalization bill where the subcommittees will be meeting in the first couple of weeks in January. It's been introduced by Tom Amiano. It would seek to legalize marijuana and tax it like alcohol and tobacco products. That is not as likely as the second track, and California loves to govern itself by voter initiatives, and a voter initiative will qualify for legalization. This is important because for the first time ever, the field polls, the respected surveys out in California, indicate about 56% support currently for legalizing marijuana. And, of course, this is the state where they first made medical marijuana available, so much so today that in many parts of California you can buy medical marijuana in a vending machine 24/7. So one could argue so goes California, so goes the country on this topic. Federally speaking, there are three bills, a medical bill, a decriminalization bill, and an industrial hemp bill before Congress. We've never had three before a Democratic Congress with a Democratic president. And lastly, the selves, as you mentioned, will be tackling numerous different topics. We predict 25 states will have 40 separate bills on either decriminalizing it, legalizing it, medicalizing it, or for industrial hemp for farmers.
It's amazing. You know, we saw that Washington State lawmaker pre-filed a motion for marijuana legalization in Washington State to sell the herb through the 160 state liquor stores. New Hampshire's got a measure coming up, and Massachusetts, I believe, put in a measure as well to legalize. I guess the big question would be, why now? Why is pot so popular?
Well, I think for a couple of basic reasons. One is that this crushing economic times we're living in. Many sociologists make compelling arguments that alcohol prohibition could have lasted 10, 20, or more years longer had the Great Depression not come early. Well, I'm not sure many of us want to live through these kind of economic times, but they are definitely sharpening the minds of state lawmakers, notably, who have these crushing deficits. Two is the baby boomers are in control, like them or not. The people that grew up in the 50s and 60s are now leading the institutes of government, the institutes and industries of entertainment, education, the media, etc. And they have a very different and more laxed attitude about marijuana than, say, my grandmother's generation. And then lastly, good old common sense. This 73-year-old prohibition is a failure.
Yeah, it's nice to see some common sense for once. Looking at the marijuana issue, medical marijuana, of course, has been probably the issue that has brought this over the past, you know, decade or so or longer since 1996 into the mainstream of American consciousness here. We currently have 13 states that recognize some form of medical marijuana protection and 14 if you count Maryland's affirmative defense. How many states do you see looking at medical marijuana next year, and can you give any sort of prediction on how many are likely to pass it?
Well, there's at least 12 or 15 states that are looking at medical marijuana. Many of these states are in their second or third legislative sessions, and it passes prologue, generally speaking. First time out, you're mocked. Second time out, you almost pass it. Third time out, you're generally going to move these legislation, as long as you have an executive, a governor, who's willing to sign these bills. That's where we've been stymied the last couple of years, Russ, in places like Minnesota and Connecticut and New Hampshire. The legislatures have passed medical marijuana bills or are on the verge of doing so, with governors waving their veto pens around. And we actually had to override governors' vetoes in Rhode Island to actually establish dispensaries. So this is where this is all going in the next couple of 16 to 18 months, that we're going to have a number of states move in this direction. I think Minnesota will probably be one of the first states to pass legislation this session. If Mr. Pawlenty is still the governor, if he hasn't retired to run for president or run for the GOP party, he has been stymieing that bill. That could move forward there. Second, Arizona. Arizona has a chance to, in the next couple of years, vote on medical marijuana, and they almost certainly will pass it, as they have already done twice before.
You know, this issue of medical marijuana also illustrates something I've been discussing over the past couple of days on the show, and that is the disconnect between Washington politicians or the state houses around the country, the disconnect between the politicians and the people on many issues, not just medical marijuana, but many issues where there's overwhelming public support. For example, the public option in health care, overwhelming public support for that. With medical marijuana, no matter where we poll, we can go to the deepest South or the most conservative Intermountain West, and we still get 60 to 70% for medical marijuana. So why do we have these governors like Rell or Governor Pawlenty standing in the way of what the people want?
It's very strange for me. I'm from Massachusetts. Tip O'Neill was my political mentor. Of course, his maxim, all politics are local. I don't understand how any politician could not look at something that polls at the national level at 75% in favor of medical access to marijuana and not try to find some common ground with the citizens. There's wisdom to be found there. Yes, there's some controversy. Yes, there's some warts and technicalities that have to be worked out. But ultimately, this is something they should be embracing, not being adversarial about. I think in some cases, it's just the individuals, their own personal scruples. Some of them, I think, wrongly are perceiving that from the 1970s and 80s, Reagan and Bush-inspired drug wars, that they need to abate from that. And they're probably at the end of a generation of politicians that are still willing to buck this one.
We're speaking with Alan St. Pierre. He's the executive director of NORML and the NORML Foundation. That's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Check him out at norml.org. Alan, with regard to this medical marijuana, a really fascinating case comes out of the place you're calling from, Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. As people know, the district is a federal district, so it is controlled by Congress, and specifically it's controlled by Congress's appropriation bills. All money that goes into D.C. is handled by Congress, and so therefore our Congress has a lot of control over what goes on in D.C. Back in 1998, D.C. actually passed medical marijuana. It turns out they passed it by 69%, but through the efforts of congressional drug warriors like Bob Barr and others, at first they wouldn't even count the votes. They refused to allow any money to be spent to count the votes, and then once that was deemed unconstitutional, they wouldn't allow the measure to be enacted into law by not allowing any money to be spent on implementing the medical marijuana program. The news this year has been the new appropriations bill has taken away that so-called Barr amendment to allow medical marijuana to proceed in D.C., as well as needle exchange, abortion funding, and a domestic partnership registry. So my question to you here is, with this D.C. medical marijuana, where do you see this, how do you see this taking place in the district? Are we looking at dispensaries on K Street anytime soon?
Well, if that's the case, there should be some NORML branded ones, to be sure. But it is very likely that in the next 60 days or so, the D.C. City Council, now free from this absurd Barr amendment, and talk about a case analysis of the uber-politicalness of this discussion. Just think about what you just said. In the nation's capital, in the heart of democracy, both the Clinton administration and the Barr team from the Congress, meaning that the very person that was trying to prosecute him and impeach him, they were in court together, if you will, arguing that the citizens of the District of Columbia should not even be able to count a vote. It doesn't even matter what we're talking about here. Separate the topic of marijuana. That's how uber political this is. So, point well taken. 68% of citizens, myself included, got to vote for this in 1998. In about 60 days, the D.C. City Council is going to have to come up with some sort of regulations. NORML and other groups are proffering all kinds of different common sense alternatives to prohibition. We're using models that exist in places like Oakland, California, and in Los Angeles, where these clubs and dispensaries have been operating lawfully for 10 or more years at the state level and pay taxes and pay their employees taxes and really are a completely above board business. And so one would have to imagine there's going to be 5 or 10 of these dispensaries in the District of Columbia based on the fact this is about 500,000 or 600,000 people here. That's about the carrying capacity, one would imagine. So we're going to really test the will of Congress here about whether they're going to allow the District of Columbia to, in the shadow of the Congress, allow medical marijuana sales at the retail Main Street level.
It's an amazing time to be alive. Stuff that we couldn't even have imagined even 3-4 years ago are starting to take place on this issue. We're going to take a break coming up here in just a minute, and we'd like to talk a little bit more about this issue if we can. We'll also take some calls at 866-55-PRESS. That's 866-5577-377. Before we hit the break, though, Alan, you know, these the doom and gloomers will say that, you know, we allow medical marijuana and the entire country will fall apart. You know, they'll say things like the more kids will smoke pot, or, you know, we'll have more stone drivers behind the wheel. So I'd like to discuss some of those things when we come back from the break, and also just the future of this marijuana law reform movement. You're listening to The Bill Press Show. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press. You can send me an email at radicalruss@gmail.com, and we'll be right back after this.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The Pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now and we'll send you a powerful, life-changing CD. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-591-0194. That's 1-800-591-0194. 1-800-591-0194.
Now, anywhere cough and cold strikes, Pure Robitussin Relief is ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing new Robitussin to go. The cough and cold symptom relief you want in a neat little single-dose spoon that goes anywhere. New Robitussin to go. The medicine has already been dissolved, ready for your body to take in. Anytime, anywhere. New Robitussin to go. Pure Robitussin release to go.
Use as directed. Medicine works over time.
There's never been a better time to meet that perfect someone, to meet the person you've been waiting for. Announcing the New Year's free communication event from eHarmony. This Wednesday through Sunday, you'll get up to 5 days to communicate with your compatible matches absolutely free.
When Sam and I were matched, I knew it was deeper and more meaningful.
We went on our first date, and going through my mind was, you know, I have such a connection with this girl.
The New Year's free communication event. Start your year off right. Visit eHarmony.com today and communicate with your matches absolutely free.
Downtown Denver is celebrating winter in the city with events for everyone now through the end of January. Great 5280 deals on hotels, Downtown Denver deal card deals, New Year's Eve fireworks, and more. Click winterinthecity.com for details.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, right-size smoothies. So that's when I decided to try right-size smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free 2-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. Or online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
People coming out, the Partnership for the Drug-Free America and all those anti-marijuana groups that will come out and they'll say some terrible things. Like, if we go ahead and legalize marijuana here, what about the children? You know, the children are going to be enticed by the demon drug marijuana, and the next thing you know, they're going to be heroin addicts. So what do you have to say about that? What about the children?
Well, blessedly, because of California's, shall we call it, experiment with medical marijuana going back to 1996, there's an entire generation of children who have grown up there who have been walking to school, walking by the 7-Eleven, the dry cleaner, the medical marijuana store, the bank, right there on Main Street. So from that, full-page spreads of advertisements in the city papers, radio ads on the Internet, what has been the consequence? According to the two federal government data sets that measure children and adults' attitudes and drug use, there has not been an increase in marijuana use in California amongst youth. And second, they also ask about their attitude about marijuana. Are they afraid of it? Are they more lax about it? And under the guise of medical marijuana, now better part of 13 years in California, children do not have a more lax attitude about it. So thankfully the data does not support the idea that children are attracted to marijuana simply because sick, dying, and sense-threatened people can get access to it from a doctor's recommendation.
You know, a lot of what's pushing this discussion of marijuana legalization, especially in California, and you mentioned it in the last segment, is the economy. A friend of mine in Gallo Bealum has a joke that when you're broke, everybody starts looking at dealing drugs. So a lot of the states here are looking at marijuana legalization as a possible tax base, a revenue base here. The California Board of Equalization even estimated they could make $1.4 billion a year just through the legalization of marijuana. The opponents have come out and said, yeah, sure, you could do that, but the social issues, the destruction that would happen because of the marijuana, the health problems, would cost so much more than the taxes would raise. Do you have any data on that to support or to deny that notion?
Well, Dr. Jeffrey Myron, who's head of economics department at Harvard, has done a rather comprehensive report on the legalization of marijuana. It's found at prohibitioncosts.org, about 500 economists signed off, including some Nobel Prize winners, and one of the premises of it is that there isn't going to be a whole bunch of social problems created by legalization. There's a much greater argument to be made that the prohibition, the prison costs, the drug testing, the civil forfeiture, the taking the kids away, taking away student loans, taking away truck drivers and CDL holders licenses simply for possessing or using marijuana in their home or on their property. We all make a distinction, Russ. Every responsible person makes a distinction between the use of something like marijuana and alcohol, the responsible use of it as an adult, and then, of course, there is the misuse of these drugs, and marijuana can certainly be misused. When people abuse it or misuse it, they should face reasonable punishments.
All right. Well, thank you. Alan St. Pierre is the executive director of NORML and the NORML Foundation. That's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. You can check them out at norml.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Radical Russ Belville, sitting in for Bill Press here at the Bill Press Show. We'll be taking your calls at 866-55-PRESS. That's 866-55-7737.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
volume continues to be light as you're out and about with no crashes or stalls to get in your way. CDOT's wrapped up their overnight construction projects. They're not going to slow you down either. It's only going to take you about 10 or 15 minutes travel in either direction of I-25 between the tech center and downtown. Same deal as you're cruising along C-470 past Bandimere. Speeds are going to be hitting the 60s and 70s on the west side. To the east, 225 looking great across Aurora as well between I-70 and Parker Road. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Today at Safeway, you'll find thousands of new, everyday low prices on the things you use every day. Now get everything on your list, all at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
If you're a man who wants to feel confident in the bedroom and have the longest, most powerful sexual experiences possible, the time has come. Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor, and I want to tell you about the revolutionary herbal supplement for male enhancement, Zencor Plus. Zencor Plus will work for you. Zencor Plus performs the first time and every time, guaranteed. Just take Zencor 45 minutes before sexual activity, and you'll experience powerful results. In fact, we are so sure you'll love Zencor's tremendous results that we want to send you a free sample so you can try Zencor for yourself. Once you try it, there's no doubt that you will become one of Zencor's thousands of satisfied customers.
Find out how to get your free supply of Zencor before it's too late. Call 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-449-6151. 1-800-449-6151. 1-800-449-6151.
I always check the rating and content descriptors before buying a video game, but sometimes I want more detail about a game's content. That's why I love these new rating summaries.
For more information about the ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
From pop culture to politics. Oh, yeah. All that other crap in between. This is the Bill Press Show.
Welcome back, everyone. 33 after the hour. I'm Radical Russ Belville, filling in for Bill Press this week. Send me an email if you like at radicalruss@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Radical Russ. Very, very easy to find. Hey, we're talking about marijuana legalization. We just got off the phone with Alan St. Pierre from Normal. And we've got four states in the United States, California, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Washington State, that will be looking at full legalization of marijuana in 2010. Not just medical, not just decriminalization where they don't punish you, but it's still kind of illegal. We're talking about treating marijuana like a cash crop, like a regular substance like tobacco or alcohol. A lot of people have a lot of opinions on this, so I'm going to ask you listeners out there, marijuana legalization, good or bad for America? What should we do? Is this something that we should welcome or something that we should fear? The phone lines are open now at 866-55-PRESS. That's 866-55-77-377. We're going to go straight to Crown Point, Indiana, and Mark is on the line with an opinion. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning. I just think that it's things like marijuana, not just marijuana, but tobacco and alcohol, too, are so immoral because it's just the way that people have with dealing with life when, you know, they can't do it themselves. And for our government to make money off of people basically poisoning themselves, it just kind of sickens me.
Okay. So you're kind of comparing, you know, you mentioned alcohol and tobacco as well in that. And on those points, I can agree with your characterization of the word poison, because alcohol is actually toxic. You drink too much of it, you will die. Cigarettes, obviously, are toxic. You smoke too much, you will die. Marijuana is not toxic. There is no possible way to overdose it. So why do you call it a poison?
I'm not sure if this number is exactly straight, but it's, four times cancerous than tobacco.
Well, let me clear you up on that, because a lot of people will say things like that. You know, marijuana is more carcinogenic and so on. Here's the confusion that throws people off. Marijuana smoke does contain carcinogens. In fact, the state of California's EPA recently designated cannabis smoke as having carcinogenic effects or carcinogenic chemicals in it. Here's the difference, though, is that marijuana has also anti-tumoral properties. Some of the features, some of the cannabinoids that are inside marijuana actually have anti-tumoral properties. There is this researcher named Dr. Donald Tashkin, and he worked for the UCLA Medical Center. And for 30 years, he was taking government grants on studying marijuana with the idea of linking it to lung cancer. You know, the hypothesis here is, well, you're smoking something that's bound to give you lung cancer, right? After 30 years of studying this, he found that not only did people not get more lung cancer because of smoking marijuana, but they actually had less lung cancer than the people who did not smoke marijuana or people that had smoked tobacco. We've also seen studies showing that the people that have a lifetime moderate use of marijuana, between 10 to 20 years of marijuana smoking, have a lower incidence of head and neck squamous cell carcinomas. So, yes, there's carcinogens in marijuana smoke, but there's other things in marijuana smoke that ameliorate the carcinogenic effect. So that's a myth that marijuana is going to cause cancer.
Well, you got me, but...
Well, thanks for your call. I appreciate that, Mark. Yeah, this is what's hard in this debate is, for so long, for 73 years, we have been living under a marijuana prohibition that is racist at its nature and is lying to the American people about what the potential harms from marijuana are. I don't want to come off saying that marijuana is completely, harmless. Nothing that's mind-altering is completely harmless, okay? But as far as all of the substances you could possibly use, legal or illegal, it is the least harmful of them. There's a very interesting chart that was put together by Jack Henningfield, PhD, for the National Institutes of Drug Abuse. He was asked to rank the relative addictiveness and harm of six different popular drugs: alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, heroin, cocaine, and marijuana. And in every classification, they classified five different things. It was like dependence, tolerance, withdrawal, reinforcement, and intoxication. In all five of those categories, marijuana ranked the lowest of the six drugs surveyed, except for intoxication. It was about as addictive as caffeine and slightly more intoxicating. Let me go on to another caller. We've got David in San Francisco on the line. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you, Russ? Hope you came through the solstice okay.
I made it, and I also had a good Festivus as well.
Well, that's, those solstices can partay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I wanted to raise... is Alan still on there?
No, he had to go, I'm afraid.
Okay. Well, I was interested in the issue of economics. A girlfriend of mine used to be the intake person at a major library, so I got to see all of these PhD monographs, you know, and I read one that was specifically about hemp, and it was... it described from long before 1776... to about 1927 or so, the hemp was about a third of the U.S. economy, one third.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when William Randolph Hearst outlawed hemp with his con job, Rupert Murdoch kind of techniques, he outlawed one third of the economy.
Yep.
You know, there was high quality cloth, there was burlap, you know, there was good rope, there was bad rope, there were different kinds of oils. There were, I mean, paper to beat the band.
Yeah.
The idea that it was forage, there was seed. There were so many different products. And one-third of the U.S. economy was outlawed.
Yeah, it's an amazing story when you talk about industrial hemp, and it's one of the things that is the most maddening about this marijuana prohibition. Industrial hemp, for people that don't know, is cannabis. Okay, it's the same plant, right? But there's a difference. The cannabis plant has different strains and different levels of the psychoactive chemical THC. The pot that you want to smoke, well, of course, that's the high THC stuff that gets you high. But the industrial hemp is very low THC, so low that you can take a whole field of it, set it on fire, stick your face in the smoke, and never get high. All you'd get is a headache. It is a completely separate not a different species, but a separate type of plant. This industrial hemp can never get you high, and it looks very different than the marijuana that you'd want to get high off of, right? The sativas and the type of plants that people are growing to get high are these short, bushy, big-budded plants, whereas the industrial hemp are these tall, thin, reedy type of plants. And this idea that we can't allow industrial hemp to be grown because it looks like marijuana is kind of like saying we can't allow powdered sugar because it looks like cocaine. It's ridiculous. Of all of the things in this marijuana prohibition that infuriates me the most, it's that we give up this fantastic industrial crop when we've got farmers out there that are starving. We've got farmers out there that are desperate for something to grow. And hemp is such a great crop as far as how it helps the soil. It helps the rotation of crops. It doesn't need pesticides. It requires very little water to grow. It'll grow anywhere. And the one saying that the hempsters will always tell you is that anything that you can make from a tree or a barrel of oil, you can make from hemp. So it is time to get past that ridiculous, and even if you're not for legalizing marijuana, you should at least be for legalizing hemp. Let me go on to another call. I've got John in Reading, Pennsylvania. John, welcome to the show. Oh, Daniel in Oklahoma. I apologize. Daniel, let's go to you. Daniel.
I got in on this conversation a little late, but I just wanted to point out, you know, even I live in a pretty fairly conservative state, or a state that likes to believe it's more conservative than it actually is. But anyways, I watched a show on Nat Geo about narco state, and watching how many people are being killed for this illegal drug trade, you know, for drugs coming into America. We could knock a lot of that out. I mean, I know there's still be heroin and other things trying to get through, but a good chunk of it is marijuana. And then you hear how much money that actually the state of California could make off of it, you know, and it's just like, I don't understand, you know, you can't legislate morality, and that's something that Oklahomans need to figure out, you know.
Bingo.
And they use the Bible a lot to justify that, but Jesus never told them to go change the laws of the land, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right there, and let me bring something up, Daniel, about Oklahoma that before I get too far afield on this. First of all, you mentioned the people, like, you're in the Bible Belt, you're right there in the buckle, and people using religious language to be against marijuana. I always like to point them back to Genesis 1:29, where God says he gave every person the seed-bearing plants of the earth. So right there, that shoots that argument. Oklahoma is an incredible state when we start talking about their attitudes toward marijuana. There is a case that was just recently adjudicated of a man named Will Foster. Will Foster was originally sentenced in an Oklahoma court because he was growing plants for medical purposes. He's got a severe, I forget if it was multiple sclerosis or what, but he was growing plants for, I think, 17 plants for medical purposes. They sentenced him to 93 years in prison in the state of Oklahoma. 93 years, and it's only through the pressure of activists like myself that we are able to get a sentence reduced. There's a big long story behind that I don't have time to get to right now, but we'll talk a little bit more about that after the break. We got more callers hanging on the line. Laura's in Iowa. Stay on the line there. We'll get to you right after the break. I got to take a commercial break here. Radical Russ Belville here for Bill Press. We're right back after this.
I mean, without you, American people wouldn't have half an idea what the heck's going on around. So really appreciate it.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Want
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats. Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
GEICO brings you inspirational moments. Saving money requires endurance. Got a motorcycle and needed insurance. Then a GEICO commercial that I thought was funny told me to call and start saving money. GEICO covered my camper and trailer with ease, also my boat and PWCs. So fellow friends and power sports owners no longer feel like uninsured loners. Give GEICO a call. It truly behooves you. Insurance for your car and the other stuff that moves you. Serious passion. Serious savings. GEICO Power Sports.
The highway drive continues to be a quiet one. No delays to really get in your way. Now, we do have a surface street problem. A couple cars mixed it up at Downing and Evans. Sounds like one of them may be on fire, so you're going to find some activity as they work to get that out of your way before the real morning rush starts up. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 38, 39 degrees today, as well as cloudy skies. We'll get breezy at times. Currently, it's 20. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
With banks crumbling, retirement savings being depleted, and the economy in turmoil, there has never been a more important time to have gold on hand. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic gold coins, all uncirculated and more than 100 years old. For free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-5798. During the Great Depression, people kept precious metals and gold coins tucked away. No one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
This is Bill Press Show.
Welcome back. 47 after the hour. I'm Radical Russ, filling in for Bill Press, and we're talking about marijuana legalization. Got a few people staying on the phone lines to address that subject. I wanted to cover one thing really quickly from the last caller. He kind of obliquely mentioned the Mexican drug war that's going on south of our border, and a lot of people don't realize, unless they're living in one of the border states, how serious this is. We have places like Juarez, Mexico, where they have bodies piling up on the streets day after day, and not just civilians, but police officers and federal officials. Over the past 2 years of the Mexican president's crackdown in Mexico on these drug gangs, we have seen over 12,000 deaths of Mexican citizens. 12,000. Four times as many people as perished on 9/11. Three times as many people as perished in Iraq for our soldiers. This kind of drug war death, if it was taking place in America, we'd be legalizing in a second. And the Attorney General of Arizona, Terry Goddard, even mentioned that 60-70% of the profits being made by these Mexican drug organizations are made because of marijuana. They're not making those profits off the people in California and Oregon where they have access to good homegrown. No, it's the people in Oklahoma and Idaho and all these central red states where they're so strict against marijuana that they're buying the Mexican dirt weed that comes in through the border and funding these vicious, violent criminals. If anything, we should legalize just to take the money out of the hands of these vicious criminals. All right, let me go to Laura in Cresco, Iowa. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hey there. You know, I can tell you that if one of the pharmaceutical companies came up with a drug that could help people with glaucoma, people on chemotherapy. You could make a shirt and a rope out of it. They would be asking to be given the Nobel Peace Prize. You know? Well, it's true if you think about it. If they would have developed this drug, it would be on the news. You would be watching it, the commercials while you're eating supper. This is just, it's crazy that they will
ask
not
your doctor about cannabis.
I mean, you're absolutely right, Laura. This would be a wonder drug if it were discovered. You know, if marijuana had never existed and we went to some Brazilian rainforest and discovered it with all the amazing things it can do for people, you're right. This would they'd be given a Nobel Prize here. And you know, one thing about this as well, the thing about marijuana is that it still has all this cultural baggage, people thinking of it as Cheech and Chong. But if you look back even further, the racism that was involved in instituting marijuana prohibition in the first place is a large degree of why it is still illegal today. When you look back to the first drug czar, a guy named Harry Anslinger, he ran America's drug policies from 1937 through the Kennedy administration in 1962. This guy was quoted in newspapers at the time as saying things like, "I wish I could show you what smoking one marijuana cigarette does to our degenerate Spanish races," and things like, "Marijuana causes Negroes to step on white men's shadows and look at white women in the eye." That's what this is based on, is control of people. They couldn't lock people up because they were brown, so they locked them up for what they were smoking. And that same kind of reefer madness racism is still behind a lot of the marijuana laws today. We go into the 1960s, President Nixon was saying things like, "You need to realize that the whole problem is the blacks. The key is to devise a system that addresses this without appearing to." That was in H.R. Haldeman's diaries with respect to legalization or with respect to criminalization of marijuana. And even to this day in New York City, Dr. Harry Levine from Queens College has studied this, where black people are 7 times more likely in New York City to be arrested for marijuana than the than a white person. And Latinos are 4 times more likely to be arrested than a white person. And yet white people are the ones that are the majority of marijuana smokers in New York City. It's racism, pure and simple, and there's no good reason to keep it illegal. Thanks for your call, Laura. I got to go on to another call. Let's go to John. We've got John back from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Good morning, Russ.
Hi, John.
Yeah, hey, you know, I'm a 58-year-old truck driver. Go all the way back to the 60s with marijuana. And there's a legal issue here. There's also a technical issue. If I smoke a joint on a weekend socially and I go back out 3 days later and get into an accident, federal law requires me to be drug tested. And we don't know, Russ, the THC stays in your system for a long, long time, way past the point where it would have any influence on your ability to drive or do anything else. And that is the one main issue from a law enforcement standpoint that is holding up any kind of legalization of marijuana.
You're
until
right.
they devise a way to figure out how to test for whether a person is high or not high or under the influence of marijuana, because THC stays in the system so long, way past the point of when he may be under the influence of the drug, you've got a problem.
You're right. And there are people that are working on solving this problem, and I thank you for your call. Yeah, that is a problem, and let me correct you just a slight bit. It's not THC that stays in your system, but the inactive metabolites of THC. The THC is flushed relatively quickly, within 2 to 4 hours, but for anywhere from 2 days to even in very hardcore chronic smokers, up to a month later, you can still test positive for those inactive metabolites. That all they prove is that you smoked sometime. Right, that you're not impaired right at the moment. But technology is coming to the rescue. First of all, some states are looking at blood testing for marijuana and indications of blood THC being above 5 nanograms per milliliter possibly being a way of setting a per se standard for marijuana impaired driving. There's also a company that is putting forth these test kits that actually test the sweat from your armpits, believe it or not. The glands in your armpits produce different sorts of sweat than the rest of your body, and those particular glands will excrete the THC in a way that you can measure for an impairment. We'll talk more about this after the break. We got a couple more people hanging on. Stay tuned. We'll get you on the air. This is the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
AM760.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me!
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month. You just kissed me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If a man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Welcome back. 57 the after the hour. Dan, you had to play that one, didn't you?
I did. Sorry.
All right. Hey, time for one more call. We got Chuck in Jacksonville, Florida, hanging on the line. Chuck, real quick, you got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, you can be very professional, win 7 gold medals at the Olympics, and be terrorized by DEA wannabe in South Carolina for a picture of you smoking a joint.
Yeah, yeah, Michael Phelps, good point. Yeah, this is the Michael Phelps thing, man. He goes to Beijing, wins 8 gold medals, sets 6 world records, and yet when they talked about this on The View, you know, that TV show, The View, with all the ladies, Elizabeth Hasselbeck said, well, if he's going to use a substance that would impair his performance, the guy won 8 gold medals. He set 6 world records. Oh, wait, I know, if he didn't smoke pot, he would have set 8 world records, right? It just wasn't good enough, huh? Yeah, thanks, Chuck, for bringing that up. The Michael Phelps thing, I think, is a big reason why we're talking about this so much today, is because it kind of shattered that myth that marijuana smoking makes you an A-motivated slacker loser. So glad to see that happening. It actually happened on my birthday this year. It was a lot of fun. I'm Radical Russ, filling in for Bill Press. Be back the next couple of days. And if you'd like to hear more of the marijuana talk, check me out next week at live.normal.org every weekday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. For Bill Press, for Dan, and for Stevie Lee, I'm Radical Russ saying goodbye, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Rate based on APR of 5.53%. Approval contingent on full underwriting analysis. Check website for licensing information. Premium Capital Funding, LLC, DBA Top Dot Mortgage, 125 Jericho Turnpike, Jericho, New York.
You've worked hard to get where you are. A nice house, a couple of cars in the garage. Unfortunately, you've also got an adjustable rate mortgage that could increase any time. But now you can take control, because Top Dot Mortgage, an equal housing lender, is now offering FHA 30-year fixed rate loans at the historical low of 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month. You heard me. Hundreds of dollars a month. At Top Dot, we provide a low-stress, customized approach so you can get the right mortgage to suit your individual needs. And right now, you can get your rate absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
Wishing you happy holidays as we progress into a new year. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A key member of Congress says the United States has to step up the pressure on terrorists based in Yemen. Live to CBS News correspondent Dan Revive. Why Yemen, Dan? Why now?
The Al-Qaeda branch in that Arabian country, Frank, has new energy, including some former detainees at Guantanamo who've been released. CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate says that group in Yemen boasts it sent the airplane bomber on Christmas and vows to keep attacking America.
We have not seen that to date. That, I think, is potential game-changing dimension of this whole incident.
Congressman Pete Hoekstra, Republican of Michigan, suggests
we need to be on offense.
And President Obama yesterday said we'll do more than just strengthen our defenses. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
If you're willing to drive a soon-to-be-extinct model, you could get a virtually new car for thousands of dollars off the sticker price.
A seven.
Wall Street Journal reporter John Stoll says GM is offering dealers $7,000 for every discontinued Saturn or Pontiac they buy. Dealers would then be able to pass the savings along to customers.
It really helps them sort of clear the decks of these two brands as they go into 2010 and really give them a fresh start as the new year begins on their four core brands.
Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and GMC. Authorities have released a tape of Brooke Mueller Sheen's Christmas morning call to a 911 operator in Aspen, Colorado. Sheen is heard telling the operator her husband, Charlie Sheen, pinned her down, pulled a knife, and threatened to kill her.
As far as you know, he still has the knife.
Yes.
What kind of knife is it?
It's like a switchblade.
Charges against Sheen are pending. He denies threatening his wife. Across the ocean, the British man on the street is outraged by the execution of a British citizen convicted of smuggling heroin into China.
I'm disgusted with the Chinese government. I'm having trouble believing that they could make such a stupid mistake.
The British government asked China to take Akmal Sheikh's unstable mental condition into account and spare his life. No cash? At some libraries, that's no problem. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Why is that, Vicki?
Libraries from coast to coast are coming up with creative ways to cope with the downturn. In Joliet, Illinois, borrowers can pay their fines with groceries, which are then passed on to local shelters. In Denver, Colorado, you can negotiate your fine. And the New York Times reports that in the hardest hit regions, some libraries are dropping overdue fines entirely so that people who've already lost their livelihoods don't lose their access to books. Frank?
And job prospects could be looking up in the new year.
20% of employers said that they actually plan to increase the full-time permanent employees in 2010, and that number is up from 14% in 2009.
Career Builders Michael Irwin, this is just in. Home prices rose for the fifth straight month in October. Johnson & Johnson is expanding the recall of Tylenol arthritis caplets. Some people who bought the caplets say the moldy smell made them sick. S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
With me today is motorcycle owner Dan. Like most people, Dan is looking for ways to save money. He tries to save on gas by roller skating to the grocery store.
It's hard carrying all those bags.
He uses a hand crank radio.
It's a good workout.
And he even cooks by candle heat.
The scented ones give great flavor.
But you don't have to be like Dan, because GEICO makes it easy to save on motorcycle insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 50% off our already low prices on all Christmas decorations, which means next Christmas will be bigger and merrier than ever before. And you might want to make a pass by the storage totes, because with savings like this, you're going to need one. or 5. Get 50% off all Christmas decorations. But hurry, when they're gone, they're gone. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. People passing through DIA last night say it took them a little longer to get through security because of the Christmas terror attempt and new regulations. On the other hand, they say that wait time increased by only a few minutes. Local flight attendants feel they need more training to deal with onboard security. Airlines currently require flight attendants to go through annual refreshers on aircraft safety, but some flight attendants don't feel they get enough of it. Ken Kyle is with Denver Local Council 9.
The union and many flight attendants believe that there needs to be much more focus.
Kyle tells our partners at 9 News that additional hands-on training is needed along with more training for a wider array of aircraft. The TSA sponsors crew members' self-defense courses, but it's had issues getting flight crews to participate because it has to be done on their own free time. The Air Transport Association does not feel the same as the union about the issue, maintaining that current flight attendant training meets all FAA requirements. In sports, the Denver Nuggets lost last night. It was their second game in a row to lose. Last night's loss was to the Kings in Sacramento. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25, getting a little busier downtown on that approach to I-70 as you're making your way towards Spear. Speeds are going to be running in the 50-mile-an-hour range. We're also seeing southbound 225 crowding up just a little bit on the approach to Alameda. Surface street accident, Downing and Evans. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy one with a high of about 38, 39 degrees. Currently 20. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Here's a tip for saving money. Just look for the yellow tags every time you shop at King Soopers. They mean you save on things you buy all the time. And you'll find them on things like bread, eggs, and milk, along with meat and produce. Get more value for the way you live every day at King Soopers.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
No David Sirota again today. It's me, John Turk, filling in. I normally produce this gig, and I've been asked to fill in for the rest of this week. David's on a nice vacation, well-deserved, after signing a brand-new contract here at AM 760. And he will be back on Monday, December 4th. I'll be with you here through Thursday, the 31st, and then we're going to run some special New Year's Day programming on Friday morning between 7 and 10 a.m. It's great to be back. My horrible, terrible Monday continued all day long yesterday. I told you about my car troubles, and it turned out to be my battery. My battery's dead. I left my lights on for like 2 days sitting in my driveway. So my neighbor comes over and is helping my wife try to jump the thing while I'm still here at work so she can take the kids to daycare and school and all that. And it drains my neighbor's battery completely down, so then he had to go out and get a new battery. So, you know, it was just one of those days where, like, when you open a soda, it explodes on you, or you're walking around a counter corner and you hit the corner and whack yourself. That's my day. That was my day yesterday. But it's good to be back. You know, a lot of our conversation yesterday centered around this Christmas terrorist attack on Flight 253 that was going to land in Detroit. A 23-year-old Nigerian man had some explosive devices taped into his underwear. And if you want to go and see a picture of his underwear, we have it on AM760.net. Click over to David Sirota's page. You'll see it right there. I also put up a couple other things, and this is what we're probably going to talk about, at least for the first hour here this morning. We talked about it a little bit yesterday towards the end of the show, but about these full-body scans and these TSA screening photos that go when you're set aside and you go through the full body scans and what they actually see, whether they see a naked body or not. And I put a couple different pictures up there. One was of a woman, one was of a man, so you can go there and check that out, because I'd really like you to do that this morning so you can comment on our subject here, at least this first hour, and whether or not you oppose these full body scans, because it really looks like this may be the new thing that travelers are going to have to deal with, which I think is pretty bogus. And I'm hearing some of the other talkers this morning, you know, blaming Obama for this. Hey, you know, you're going to be looked at naked now in airports because Obama and the administration and Homeland Security screwed this up. Meanwhile, this stuff has been going on for several years. And I pulled this story from the New York Daily News. Again, the New York Daily News, so take it for what it's worth. Flyers all for whole body scanners in airports if it means better flight safety. Bring on the body scans. Beleaguered airline passengers said Sunday they have no problem with controversial new whole body scans machines that give screeners an undressed view of travelers. The technology is in use at a handful of U.S. airports, including Salt Lake City and L.A. International. It's still being tested by the TSA. I don't mind the scanner because it would be in place for safety, said Samantha Day, 44, who flew into Kennedy Airport from London. It's no more invasive than someone touching every part of your body during existing pat-down security procedures, added Marnie Blitz of Robbinsville, New Jersey. Opponents argue the machines violate personal privacy because they show images of the naked body. Advocates counter that they're vital to safety and would have detected the explosives sewn into the underwear of a Nigerian man who tried to blow up a flight over Detroit on Christmas Day. The body imaging machines cost about $150,000. They emit some radiation, but experts say it's far less than what passengers are exposed to on a normal flight. Former Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff, yeah, he's piping in about this one, told the Daily News that naysayers have delayed installation of the scanners. He said the botched attack on Flight 253 shows that they are needed, that they are a needed weapon in the anti-terror arsenal. Do you agree with that? Do you think these full-body scanners are a needed weapon in the anti-terror arsenal? Our phone number, 303-713-7600. Do you oppose going through these scanners? Or your wife or your children? That's another issue that's been brought up. We don't know anything about these TSA officials that are actually looking at these full-body scans. Do you want them actually looking at your wife or your child? You know, you have a 13-year-old daughter walking through these things. Do you think that that trumps national security? It's a tough question at 303-713-7600. I say I'm not into these full-body scans. I think they're extremely invasive. I think full-body pat-downs are less invasive if done if a male is searched by a male or a woman is searched by a female. Privacy advocates and the ACLU have slowed or stopped the deployment of the machines with a barrage of objections. Chertoff said in an email, the bad guys have figured out this vulnerability. Isn't it time we deployed these machines? Are you for the deployment of these full-body scans? Again, go to am760.net, click over to David Sirota. If you click on the line, click on David Sirota. On the right-hand side, you'll see one picture, and then you'll see another link to the one of the female. And like a caller said yesterday, they do not completely show everything, but it is not completely fuzzed out like she had said. I mean, it really doesn't leave a whole lot to the imagination when you look at these photos. So would you be upset if they put these in all airports and everybody had to go through these full-body scans in light of this attack on Christmas Day? We'll also read this one coming from WBTV in Charlotte. It's the next step in airport security, whole-body scan. Some call it virtual undressing, everything underneath your clothes exposed, how it's already being used, and when it will be here in Charlotte. That's their cover story today. The entire world having a knee-jerk reaction to the latest attempted terrorist attacks, airport security measures under the microscope. You may remember we told you about the puffer machines being used as part of the airline security. The machines were designed to detect explosive devices and drugs. They were used in Charlotte Douglas Airport. The government spent millions of dollars installing them, but then it spent millions more to take them back out in May. Puffers seem like a thing of the past. Now security officials want to take passenger checks to the next level. Among those possibilities, and more frequent body pat-downs and scanning. Enter the next generation of security. The whole body imaging scanner, which uses X-rays to detect objects under clothing while they cannot detect explosives. The body can't see everything else. A virtual strip search, some argue. And as Charlotte Airport Director Jerry Orr says, are controversial. It's an emotional and political issue that Congress has weighed in on, and it all boils down to who should be looking at you naked. The TSA is using 40 body scan x-rays at 19 airports nationwide, and Charlotte is on the schedule to receive one next year. So again, I'd like to get your opinion on this one, especially, you know, the females, because I don't think most men have a problem with walking through these scanners, whether it be a female looking at them or a male looking at them.
But for females, I think it might be a different story. And for children, you know, I don't trust the TSA to hire people that will be looking at potential naked passengers cruising through. I've always been skeptical because my wife always gets pulled aside to go through these things. And I never do. I always breeze right through, but they always pull her aside. And I just think it's a little fishy. Is that just me being a little conspiratory? Or is it a qualified problem that I have? I don't know what you would feel, but I'd really like you to go look at those photos at am760.net on the David Sirota page. And this story comes from the Mail Online, the UK Mail Daily Reporter. Airline passengers could face months of delays at airports in the wake of the botched Christmas Day terror bombing because of draconian security measures, it is feared. Government officials in Britain and America have refused to say how long the new measures imposed after the foiled plot 3 days ago could be in place. The failed bombing could also mean millions of Britons are subjected to the indignity of naked body scans before they are allowed to board. Home Secretary Alan Johnson confirmed today that the government is looking at the prospect of installing the scanners. Each of those costs about £80,000. Here in the United States, it's $150,000. Fears have already been raised about the machines. They allow staff to spot any weapons or explosives hidden under clothing with passengers having to undress. You know, why don't we just head into the airline naked? Is that what they'd like? No carry-ons, nothing. You just head into the airline naked. And the GOP response on this has really, really, really been quite bizarre. GOP seizes on terror issue. Republicans have wasted no time in attacking Dems on the intelligence and screening failures leading up to the failed Christmas Day bombing of Flight 253, a significant departure from the calibrated, less partisan responses that have followed other recent terrorist activity. The strategy coming as the Republican leadership seeks to exploit Democratic weaknesses heading into the 2010 midterms is in many ways a natural for a party that views protecting the U.S. homeland as its ideological raison d'etre at electoral franchise. President Obama's GOP critics have been emboldened during the past 48 hours by the stumbling initial response of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. She spent Monday retracting her Sunday claim that the system worked in the aftermath of the Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab's near takedown of a jet ferrying nearly 300 people from Amsterdam to Detroit. In the past 6 weeks, you've had the Fort Hood attack, the DC-5, and now the attempted attack on the plane in Detroit. And they all underscore the clear philosophical difference between the administration and us, said Representative Pete Hoekstra from Michigan, the ranking Republican on the White House Intelligence Committee. Senator Jim DeMint went even further, telling Fox News that the Christmas attack proved President Obama's talk-to-your-enemies approach might actually be encouraging terrorists. Now, do you agree with that? Do you agree with Senator Jim DeMint, who says that by Obama saying that we should be diplomatic and talking to your enemies would be encouraging the terrorists and not actually being in the Middle East and having our hands and everybody else's resources? Don't know if I necessarily agree with Jim DeMint there. In June, both parties overwhelmingly backed Utah Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz, who inserted an amendment into the House's massive Homeland Security Appropriations Bill barring the use of full-body image scans as primary screening tools at airports. The amendment, which died in the Senate, passed the House on a bipartisan 310-118 vote, with conservative libertarians joining liberals, all decrying the scans as a major invasion of privacy. So, the question here, 303-713-7600. Do you think these full-body scans are an invasion of your privacy? It's a pretty simple question. I went and did a poll at the New York Daily News, and it asked, you know, whether you think it's an invasion of privacy or is it good for airline safety or national security. And I said it's an invasion of privacy, and it was really odd. It was like 81% said that they would favor the full-body scans, 14 were no, and the other percentage were don't know or couldn't comment. So what do you think? Let's take a poll here this morning at 303-713-7600. We'll take some phone calls after this short timeout. I'll also update you at some point this morning on Charlie Sheen, the arrest up in Aspen. The 911 tape was released, and we'll probably play that at some point this morning. So get in line here. Let's have a little fun. Let's talk about these full-body scans at airports and whether you think that they are a good thing. 303-713-7600. It's 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm John Turk filling in for David Sirota. Now Todd Parker fills us in on traffic.
The holidays are a time to celebrate with family and friends, but don't forget, it's also a time when cops will be cracking down on drunk drivers. It doesn't matter who you are or where you drive. If you drive drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. So go to parties and have fun this holiday. But don't forget that cops will be out in force. If you get drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
With banks crumbling, retirement savings being depleted, and the economy in turmoil, there has never been a more important time to have gold on hand. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic gold coins, all uncirculated and more than 100 years old. For free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-5798. During the Great Depression, people kept precious metals and gold coins tucked away. No one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 50% off our already low prices on all Christmas decorations, which means next Christmas will be bigger and merrier than ever before. And you might want to make a pass by the storage totes, because with savings like this, you're going to need one or five. Get 50% off all Christmas decorations, but hurry, when they're gone, they're gone. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
If you open your ears...
And I'm just one of those regular guys.
Your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
I feel that people should, everybody should go through that, because our country is at such a point right now to where we need absolute security, you know?
I don't necessarily think of it as invasive in any way or a naked scan. I think of it as a safety factor.
Those are a couple different airline passengers over the last couple of days on their thoughts of the full-body scanners. And like I told you about in the last segment, I did this poll on the New York Daily News, and I'm going to go through it again here real quick to update the stats. Body scanners. Should airports use body scanners that could potentially foil bombers, but maybe show more than passengers would like? The options here. Yes, our security is the most important thing. No, they are too invasive, and I'm not sure. I'm going to put my vote in for no, they are too invasive, because that's how I feel on this issue. How about you? At 303-713-7600. I'm going to go ahead and vote here, and I'll get you the updated stats. 81% say yes, our security is the most important thing. 14% no, they are too invasive. And 5% say I'm not sure. I've never got that when people participate in polls and then they're just like, I'm not sure. I mean, why even get on there and do the poll? One of my pet peeves. 303-713-7600, the number here to get on. I'm John Turk, filling in for David Sirota. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in Denver. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you, buddy.
You know, I don't like body scanners. I would have to vote for a yes, though, because I think I would prefer to go through that and not get blown up in the process of trying to go visit my in-laws, which is going to be painful enough.
Right. Do you really fear about being blown up, though, Ken?
You know, I don't. I don't. I've certainly traveled a lot, and I don't have that as a daily concern, but it does seem to be a growing concern. There are so many stories in the news repeatedly over the last several years about so many security breaches in airports. So, and in addition to that, there are a lot of stories about the lack of training, the lack of experience of the people that are in the TSA jobs to begin with. So I think there are a lot of flaws in the system, but if this is one more safeguard that is going to ensure that these terrible, terrible things don't happen, I would have to vote for yes and hold my nose.
Yeah, so full-body scans in every single airport in America foils one terrorist plot, then it's worth it for you. And that's the struggle I have with this one, Ken.
No, it is. It
you know, personal privacy compared to national security. You know, and just being safe when you travel between point A and point B. So you don't have do you have any children, Ken?
I don't, and not gonna.
Not going to.
I can understand your concern about that. I can't share in it, but I understand where you're from.
I sure hope TSA would, you know, do some background checks to see if you have, like, pedophiles working these scanners. But who knows? I don't know. I mean, I would think that their background checks would be pretty hardcore, but I've not seen that. I mean, if there's somebody that works for TSA, I'd love to hear from you, too, this morning.
There's a lot of stories about how little experience and how little training these people actually have.
Yeah, I know, and that's the problem. And they're, you know, they're not, you know, I heard somebody say this morning on a different show that they're making $80,000, the TSA officials make $80,000 a year. I don't know what level that is, but,
they're
you know,
paid.
I mean, well, there's some that are making probably $9, $10, $12 bucks an hour just sitting there checking those scanners, or the guy that just, you know, looks at your ticket and your ID and then hits the stamp. You know, who knows how much these people are being paid, but, and also from what I've heard is when they do these full body scans, there's one person who's doing the scan, but they don't see the actual image. It's somebody else somewhere else. So, you know, I'm just not are you married, Ken?
I am. I don't understand the system, but again, you know, I think, and it pains me to say this, Sean, it really does, because, but I think for the greater good, I would have to vote for that.
Okay.
I mean, it came down to a vote, and of course it won't. This is going to be implemented because of policy, but I would say from my own opinion, for the greater good, I would have to approve of that.
All right, Ken. Well, hey, thanks for chiming in here. I'm going to put one vote in for yes, the full body scans. If it means following an attack, you're for it.
Hey, love your show and looking forward to hearing you in 2010, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. We'll be here. Bye. All right, take care. 303-713-7600. I'm trying to find the stats that I just threw out on the votes, but when it went through the House, it was an overwhelmingly vote in support of not allowing these body scans in airports. But it failed in the Senate. 303-713-7600. Would really love to hear from some females this morning. Or if you're a parent of like a teenage daughter. You know, do you want people seeing these images of your teenage daughter as she's going through the airport? I don't. What about you? 303-713-7600. Matt on a cell phone. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, John. Good to talk to you.
You too, man.
I am actually for the full body scan. I think that, you know, a lot of people should just kind of put their modesty aside. And if it's safer and more importantly, quicker to get through the security, then I think that'd be a good thing.
If it's about convenience, you say, you know, if that adds to maybe moving through the security lines a little faster, then no problem.
Yeah, definitely. Because if you've got a full body scan line and then you've got your traditional security line, and everyone through the full body scan is just zipping through. I mean, it's only a matter of time before people are like, well, why am I waiting in this big line? I mean, I don't expect it to be on the level of, you know, the total recall scanner. But
right. Should they randomly select people to go through these things, or do you think every passenger should go through?
I think they should randomly select people. I was a soldier in the Army for a while, and it's kind of ludicrous because you have all these people coming right out of training, and they're randomly selecting them for terror searches, which it shows good that you're not profiling or any of that, but it's, I don't know. I don't like randomness. I mean, unless it's done by a computer or something like that. But it seems that I always get selected. And, you know, I've seen other service members. I've seen, you know, full-fledged police uniforms get randomly selected. It just, I mean, it seems like they're using a cannon to kill a mosquito for the random.
Right. I hope it is random selection. Because what I normally see is, and this is just my observations again, I could be totally off here, but I mostly see women and people that have darker skin going through these things. Like we had a caller yesterday that said he was, you know, Hispanic, And when he went through, they pulled him aside, and the guy behind him was another Hispanic, and then it was an African-American fellow behind them getting ready to go through the scanners.
Yeah, and I agree with your point on you might not want to have your wife, or especially, like you said, your teenage daughter go through these body scans. But there's also a point that I want to make is you might not want this TSA official to, you know, see your teenage daughter, but then does your teenage daughter or something maybe have a MySpace page? Have you seen the kind of pictures that they post on there? Because, you know,
well, as a parent, I hope I, you know,
themselves to the world in a way that you don't find appropriate and you don't even know about it.
Yeah, but if my daughter was on MySpace, I'd know about it because I know what's going on with my kids. I'm one of those nosy parents.
You're better for it.
You know, I'm a nosy parent. I'm going through their drawers. Everything that I hated my parents for when I was a kid, man, I'm doing the same thing. I've become my father. It's kind of scary.
That's not a good thing. Or it could be a good thing, but, you know, there's a lot of people.
Well, yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, but it's like, you know, that is, you know, by their own will. Even if you're a 13, 14 year old girl, if you want to send somebody a text of yourself naked, you know, that's up to them. This is, you're just going through and you have no say in it. You know?
Well, as a parent, then I think that, you know, if it's an option, like I said, you can have your full body scan and then you're not relying. You know, if it's an option as a parent, then that's your right to choose as a parent for your child.
Right. Well, if you look at some of these terrorists, they're getting younger and younger and younger, too.
Yeah.
They recruit them younger and younger and younger, so you never know, right?
I guess. I mean, either search anybody, but I've traveled internationally, and I don't know as much as you have, too. The other international airports, they don't go through the extent that we do in the American, and I've always felt safer with, you know, supposedly less show of force in these international airports than I have in any American airport.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in here. Matt, call us again, okay? Happy New Year.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. 303-713-7600. Jamie in Denver. Jamie, good morning. You're on with John Turk on AM 760.
Hi, John. I think this is using a cannon to kill a flea. This is crazy. The taking off the shoes, the liquids, this is crazy.
I had to throw away my toothpaste on my last flight. I'm not kidding you. I was like, what?
I totally believe you, and I think this is crazy. It's all window dressing to make us feel safer, but it does nothing to make us safer. And I think this idea of putting all this kind of money into something like this, but yet we can't afford to pay for health care, it's nauseating to me.
It is nauseating. And when you look at it that way and you talk about, you know, we look about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and what we could be paying for health care, and these machines cost $150,000 a piece.
Absolutely, and I think David is always really good at bringing this up, that we think this national security stuff, that we can't question it in any way because God forbid, and really, truly, God forbid something would happen. But we have to question it. We see hundreds of thousands of people dying every year because they can't get health care, and then we say we can't afford it. But this, in case one, you know, and again, God forbid, one airliner would go down, it's not comparable, and we have to start questioning spending the money on this kind of stuff and not allow them to just say, well, it makes us safer.
Well, the belief is that if it foils one plot, then it's totally worth it.
I don't believe that, and I'm not even sure it's going to foil one plot.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I think that what happened on this airplane really actually sounds like it went well. You know, I mean, like that the passengers felt very empowered to do something about it. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be taking care of each other. And you know, health care and things like that are all taking care of each other.
Well, I do have a problem with the passengers having to take over. And, you know, me and my producer, Erica, were talking this morning about it. And, you know, it'd be a lot easier if you just had an air marshal, a trained air marshal on every single flight. I'd be willing to pay for that, would you?
Well, it's a lot less expensive than the full
than $150,000.
I don't have any issue with it at all. I have no issue with that. But I like the idea of the passengers feeling like they have a role to play. I think that one of the things that we're missing in our country is the desire to take care of each other.
Right.
And I think that they, you know, they did. And I think that that's really great. And so I think that some of this stuff of being empowered and feeling like we all have a role to play in everyday life. I mean, this is a very intense example. But, you know, in everyday life that we can help each other and take care of each other, looking out for the common good is really important, and that, you know, all goes back to what we spent our money on and what we focus on. So yep. I'd like to see us do more of that and less on technology for technology's sake. And, you know, it's interesting to me, this last caller who said, you know, yeah, it's fine to have your teenage daughter, you know, violated by the TSA officials because perhaps she's putting something on her MySpace page. I mean,
yeah,
it's a little bit different.
That argument or that analogy didn't make much sense to me.
But I think that that's what a lot of people kind of go to. I think that they don't put together kind of logical things, and they say, well, it's okay to do this because somebody might be doing that. So, anyway, thanks, John.
I'm with you, Jamie. Thank you so much, and call us again. Have a great New Year, okay?
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
303-713-7600. Going to take a short time out. I have Deb, Nancy, and Chris hanging on. I want to take your phone calls. One open line, 303-713-7600. I'm John Turk filling in for David Sirota. Through the rest of this week, through Thursday anyway, special programming on Friday, New Year's Day. Taking your phone calls on whether you support or do not support these full-body scans at airports. It looks like this may be the new thing. And some folks on the GOP side are blaming Obama. Now look, because Obama failed at this, now we're going to have to go through this. And they want him to apologize. I've heard people calling for Barack Obama to apologize for what happened on Christmas Day. Did George Bush ever apologize for what happened on 9/11? I don't think so. 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls next. Todd Parker, what's happening with traffic right now at 7?
Hello, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Buy and Build understands the current economic conditions, and we are here to help. Saving money is more important than ever, and Buy and Build's below wholesale pricing can save you literally thousands of dollars without compromising quality. From cabinets and flooring to sinks, faucets, and toilets, we have the best prices in the nation. See us at 4800 Washington Street in Denver. Reach us at 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
Progressive Talk.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected.
Colorado listens, debates, and argues on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You also get perspective from David Sirota, Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Mario Solis Marriage, Randy Rhodes, and a host of others. AM 760 is here for the community, and the community shows up here every day. If this was your ad, we'd be listening to it right now. Why not advertise on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk? Go to am760.net, keyword advertise.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds. For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, right-size smoothies. So that's when I decided to try right-size smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free 2-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
Rate based on APR of 5.53%. Approval contingent on full underwriting analysis. Check website for licensing information. Premium Capital Funding, LLC, DBA Top Dot Mortgage. 125 Jericho Turnpike, Jericho, New York.
You worked hard to get where you are. A nice house. A couple of cars in the garage. Unfortunately, you've also got an adjustable rate mortgage that could increase any time. But now you can take control, because Top Dot Mortgage, an equal housing lender, is now offering FHA 30-year fixed rate loans at the historical low of 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month. You heard me, hundreds of dollars a month. At Top Dot, we provide a low-stress, customized approach so you can get the right mortgage to suit your individual needs. And right now, you can get your rate absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-209-3256. That's 1-800-209-3256. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-209-3256. That's 1-800-209-3256.
We will continue to use every element of our national power to disrupt, to dismantle, and defeat the violent extremists who threaten us.
That's President Barack Obama yesterday in response to the Christmas Day attack on Flight 253 coming into Detroit from Amsterdam. A terrorist plot was foiled. Now the big discussion is these full-body scanners and how they can be put in airports across the country to foil anybody getting on explosive devices. And if you go to our website, and I think everybody needs to do this, I have a couple different pictures up there. Well, actually, three different things you can look at, so it's a really interactive site this morning. First, if you'd like to look at the terrorist underwear, they're all torn up, and they show how he taped it and stitched the devices in his underwear. It's pretty disgusting. And then you will see two body scan images, one of a male and one of a female. And whether or not you have a problem with this as you go through the airports, as it looks like this will be the new thing in airport security, these full-body scans, these puffer machines seem to be a thing of the past. And we're taking an on-air poll right now. It's 2-4, one against as far as listeners. I put my vote in to against, so it's actually a 2-2 vote. So get in here, 303-713-7600. We won't make you wait too long. Let's get back to the phones, and let's go to Deb on a cell phone. Nancy, you're next. Hang on, Nancy. Deb, you're up.
Hi.
Hi.
I am absolutely against it. I question the people that even checked this gentleman in to take a flight. He had a plane ticket that was paid for by cash, and he had no luggage for a two-week trip. Shouldn't that have been a red flag?
Should have been a red flag. And the other major thing is that his father notified, you know,
right,
officials earlier, too. That's, you know.
You know, what makes sense is good investigative work by police. Yeah, I mean, these scanners, I agree with the previous caller that said this is a machine gun to get rid of a fly.
That's what it seems like to me. And if it's a thing that they're going to make all passengers go through, or if it's just they're going to be selective, either way, I'm not for it.
And it's like, let me give you an example why I wouldn't want to go through a scanner. I have breast cancer. I have, I wear a thing that makes me look even since I had a lumpectomy.
Right.
That would show up. Would they make me take that out because they thought it was something?
Possibly. I'm not sure.
That's ridiculous.
Or what about people that are wearing Depends?
Exactly.
You know, big, thick underwear. And you make them take them off?
Exactly. I mean,
you know, or people with prosthetic legs, and this is also from this UK article, but fears have already been raised about the machines, which allow staff to spot any weapons or explosives hidden under clothing with passengers having to undress. They produce graphic images which pick up breast enlargements, false
right,
limbs, piercings, and a clear outline of the passenger's genitalia.
I just think that's abominable.
I do, too, and I'm upset about it. But it seems like 81% of people that subscribe to the New York Daily News, anyway, are
okay,
for it.
I'm all right. At work.
Hey, thanks okay, a lot, Deb. Have a good one. 303-713-7600. I especially want to hear from parents, you know, that have 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old daughters, teenage daughters or kids. Do you trust the TSA officials to be scanning full-body scans of your child? 303-713-7600. We're 2-2 right now. Two are for, two are against. But the two that were for were males. Is there anything to say about that? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Nancy in Denver. Nancy, you're on with John Turk. Hey.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
I am thoroughly disgusted. I go with the former two callers on this. I have a lot of... It infuriates me, and I'll tell you what, it feels like to me that the Republicans just keep winning with their Patriot Act. Every time this happens or something like this happens, we go back to losing more and more civil rights. And I think they want to keep the fear alive. I think Senate and Congress is in on keeping that fear alive so they can keep the Patriot Act in place. And I think we're just losing more and more rights. Never mind the radiation that you go through every single time you go through an airport. Mm-hmm. I'm disgusted by that. And state-to-state flights versus international flights, isn't there an option there to where we could be more thorough with international passengers as opposed to state passengers, you know, people who go from Ohio to Denver or something like that?
Yeah, instead of flying from, like, you know, Denver to Heathrow Airport in London.
Right,
and
if we know that Amsterdam is lax on their investigation of their passengers, then maybe we need to be more thorough with the passengers through the airlines and, you know, put it on them.
Yeah, it seems like some folks on the GOP side, the conservatives, are saying that it's Barack Obama's fault for what happened in Amsterdam.
It's not.
You know, and these international flights have got to be really tricky when you're doing security. I don't know how it all works out, but, yeah, you know, I mean, I don't understand how he could be to blame for this.
I'm not ready to give up one more civil right to my big brother.
I'm not either. Do you have kids? Do you have kids, Nancy?
I have stepchildren.
You have stepchildren? How old are they?
I'm very offended. Well, they're old.
Grown up now? Yeah, but if they're, let's say they're 13 to 18 years old.
Well, I've got a grandchildren that are coming up into the teens.
Right.
And they're very buxom. I have one voluptuous-looking granddaughter, and I'm not thrilled about the idea of them.
And I'm not saying that these TSA officials are going to get excited to see these people going through, but there might be one or two. And who knows if they can save these images. I mean, obviously the images don't look like what you'd completely look like naked. I mean, they do look a little bizarre. And everybody go to am760.net, click over to David Sirota to see these images.
Just delaying the passengers for the sake of appearing that it's safer. It's not safer. It's just the appearance. You know, delaying passengers is their way of saying, we're protecting you. And it's a load of nonsense.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, when it comes to having a bomber on the flight, I say empower the passengers because I wouldn't hesitate one second to go and club somebody with my hands.
Yeah, if I saw that happening, I'd be in on top of it too as well. And I think most Americans would be instead of just sitting back.
I flew right after 9/11, and I'll tell you what, I felt empowered. They were very tight on security, and you know, my sister and I flew back east and picked up a vehicle that we loaned to family members and brought it back to Denver because they couldn't fly after 9/11. They came out to go hunting, and they borrowed a motorhome from me to get back because there were seven of them, and they were all on flights and couldn't go anywhere because, you know, the bin Ladens could travel on those days, but, you know, my family members couldn't get back to go to work. So we loaned them a vehicle, and my sister and I drove it back. And I'll tell you what, if I'd have seen somebody on there that was acting funny, I'd have clubbed him thoroughly.
Yeah.
My adrenaline would have been running so hard that they wouldn't have had a prayer or caused any trouble.
Yeah, and we're starting to hear a lot of these passenger accounts of what happened on 253 on Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
And a pretty scary situation. I mean, I would not want to put myself in that situation. And the guy who first attacked him put that thing out, you know, I mean, it's like, whoa. I wouldn't know what to do if I saw that happening on an airline that I was in. It would, you know, but I think adrenaline would take over and you'd figure it out. But my solution is an air marshal.
Well, an air marshal is okay, but I say empower your passengers.
Right.
And I don't feel any fear. I'd go right in there and shut them down. I wouldn't have any fear whatsoever about jumping on them.
Well, you're one tough grandma, Nancy.
Well, you know, if one of us does it, everybody jumps in and does it, and that's just the way it is.
Yep. All right. Well, great call. I hope you have a great holiday, what's left of it, and a great 2010. And call us again, okay?
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Nancy. Have a great day. 303-713-7600. We're going to go ahead and step aside for another short commercial break. I do have a few callers hanging on, so I hope you stick with me, Dan, Paul, and Cindy. And we'll also talk to Michael Spear while we're in this break. 303-713-7600, 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. Todd Parker and traffic now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First up at auction, we have here a very rare Ming vase from the Ming Dynasty. We will start the bidding at free. Do I hear free?
Free? I'll take it.
Sold to the young lady in the front row for $0.
Wait. Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software. Visit TurboTax.com today. Choose easy. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
M760, Progressive Talk.
And what do you believe in, Hillary?
I believe in forgiveness.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Oh, shut up.
Ow. I guess it's still a touchy subject.
Come sit to my right.
Oh, nice leather.
Obama, what do you believe in?
Well, I believe that's my chair you're sitting in.
I believe that's funny.
Tis the season to believe.
I'm not kidding.
AM 760.
Oh, brother.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah.
And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weekend at Blockbuster, select previously viewed DVDs are five for just $20. Choose from Paul Blart Mall Cop, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, 7 pounds and more. Previously viewed DVDs, five for just $20 at Blockbuster. Sold separately for prices marked at participating stores while supplies last.
7:50 in the morning. It's now time for our daily call with Michael Speer, Executive VP at Presidential Brokerage. Michael, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well. How are you there, Mr. Kirk?
I'm hanging in. First, I want your opinion on these full body scans, if you'd be willing to do so. Would you be willing to put yourself and your wife through those full body scans, or do you think they're invasive?
I don't know enough about them to comment on whether or not I would allow them to be done. I mean, are you talking about a cavity search?
Well, I think you'd enjoy that, but I don't know.
I want to keep our airways safe. You know?
Yep. I'll put you a vote four. And let's get to the business side of things. What's happening in the market? It looks like the Dow's responding positively this morning, but maybe the NASDAQ and S&P not so much.
Well, the Dow's up 24. The NASDAQ is essentially flat right now, and the S&P is up 1 point. So, yeah, not kind of a mixed open on the markets today. The techs have been doing really pretty well, although today it's a little bit softer than the rest of the market. But one of the things that I wanted to point out to people are ETFs. You are seeing all kinds of stories about ETFs, exchange-traded funds, and how they are really taking on the old mutual fund that most people have come to know over the years, and some of the tremendous advantages that ETFs may have over the old standard mutual fund. And we've got an ETF program out there that you should hear about. But more importantly, we also have a book that explains what exchange-traded funds are. It's called The Professional's Guide to ETFs. And if you'd like a free copy of that, just give us a holler today. We've got about 50 of these things. So for the first 50 people, if you give us a holler, we'll fire you out a free copy of this exchange-traded funds book. It tells you where they originated and how they have evolved and developed. I mean, it's a good way, in my opinion, to consider trading in gold, so you don't actually have to hide the gold in your backyard or something, trading in foreign markets, but trading in domestic. So if you'd like your free book on it, give us a call today and we'll fire one out to you. 303-694-1600 is the number. Ask for the free ETF book and we'll mail one off to you. 303-694-1600 at Presidential Brokerage.
All right, Michael, good stuff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at the same time, buddy.
All right, JT.
All right, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
If you're a man who wants to feel confident in the bedroom and have the longest, most powerful sexual experiences possible, the time has come. Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor, and I want to tell you about a revolutionary herbal supplement for male enhancement, Zencore Plus. Zencore Plus will work for you. Zencore Plus performs the first time and every time, guaranteed. Just take Zencore 45 minutes before sexual activity, and you'll experience powerful results. In fact, we are so sure you'll love Zencore's tremendous results that we want to send you a free sample so you can try Zencore for yourself. Once you try it, there's no doubt that you will become one of Zencore's thousands of satisfied customers.
Find out how to get your free supply of Zencor before it's too late. Call 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half off a pair of tickets to the International Sportsman's Expo. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
6 minutes before 8 o'clock, John Turk in for David Sirota here. Got a couple more hours to go. Talking about TSA and the whole new push for these full-body scans at airports across the country. This from Business Week. More machines. The TSA has been adding other machines which use millimeter waves or low-level X-rays to find explosives. There are 40-millimeter wave machines at 19 airports. These are those full-body scanners. And the TSA is buying 150 new X-ray units, the agency said on its website. That's 150 new units at $150,000 a piece, $22,500,000. I think you could use that money to put air marshals on planes instead. What do you think? 303-713-7600. You four against the body scans, and I'm not surprised to hear so far this morning, 2-4, both males, 3 against, all 3 females. How do you land? 303-713-7600. Let's get back to the phones. And I'm going to bring up Cindy in Fort Collins. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to bring up a couple of points. First, it's pretty clear the right wing is using this for their political purposes. Second, what if the full body scan program has weaknesses, it fails, then what's the next step? Where do we go from there? And third, what about luggage inspection? I think that's where we should focus a little more.
Right, but it seems like these terrorists are carrying it on their body. I think those scanners that the luggage goes through do a pretty good job of what they're looking for. Although, last time I took a flight,
check-in luggage, you think?
The check-in luggage?
Yeah. How well does that get inspected? How do we know?
I'm not sure. But do the passengers have access to that luggage?
Well, it doesn't matter. They can time explosives.
Well, yeah, they can time explosives, but I think that that's a good question.
Well,
don't know.
Well, it's not being brought up, and I think we're in full hysteria mode.
We are in hysteria mode, and that's what I worry about. Cindy, are you for or against the full body scans?
I think I'm against it.
You think you're against it?
Because I'm against it we really don't know enough about it, the radiation and that sort of thing. So at this point, I think it's a knee-jerk reaction, and we need to think about it a little more.
All right, Cindy, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Have a great one, okay? Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to try to fit in a couple more here before we hit top of the hour news, and we will continue this after 8 o'clock if you'd like to get involved. If not, I've got some other stories I can throw out, but I'd like to continue this one. I think it's a fun topic. Let's go to Dan on a cell phone. Dan, welcome to AM760 and John Turk.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good, man. You?
I'm all right. I'm really against this whole body scan on a couple of different levels. It seems to me that spending, almost $23 million, in no way, shape, or form would have prevented this attempted bombing, unless they want to put in the full body scans at international airports in other countries.
Yeah, I mean, you're just talking about the United States, talking about what happened in Amsterdam.
No, so it would have been ineffectual at best for this attempt, wouldn't it?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, so kind of wasted money. And has anybody thought about the trauma to the underpaid TSA staff? I mean, next time you're going to take a flight, look around your boarding gate and wonder how many of these people would you really want to scam?
Right.
Yeah, I think they're just being selective, and your phone is really loud for me, Dan. I appreciate the phone call. We're going to take more of your phones. Dave and Bailey, Mike and Livermore, hang tight. I'd love to talk to you here after CBS News. Just give me a few minutes, and I'll come back and fit you in the first segment on the other side. John Turk in for David Sirota. We're talking about these TSA full-body scanners, whether you support or are against them. I'll be back here after CBS and also maybe get in that Charlie Sheen 911 call.
Kevin Richards is sending his identity out shopping.
Okay, you're going to go get me some new golf clubs. Are you sure you can handle this?
Yeah, I'm sure. No problem.
Now remember, you go directly to the retailers and you don't talk to the strangers.
Right. Go directly to the strangers, don't talk to the retailers.
No. Listen, you go to the retailers, you talk to them.
And if I meet a stranger, I give him all the information.
No! I'll... Ugh!
Wondering where your identity goes? It's time to get total protection from Identity Guard. You'll get the kind of protection and information that helps you keep track of what your identity is up to 24/7. And should anything happen, Identity Guard is there with $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and a professional response team. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Hey, wait. What if the stranger wants to sell me something?
Oh, my! No strangers!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
Wishing you headaches as we progress into a new year. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. One closely watched measure of home values is up for the fifth month in a row. But Standard & Poor's chief economist David Blitzer says the gain, 0.4%, was nothing to write home about.
We're seeing some small gains in home prices, but nothing comparable to what we were seeing in the spring and into the summer.
Prices are still about 7% lower than they were just a year ago and down 30% from the peak in 06.
Looking at the overall picture, home prices today are back to where they were in about 2003, so we've sort of given up 6 years.
San Francisco and Detroit posted the biggest price gains last month. Prices fell the most in Tampa and Chicago. A new survey shows that hiring could pick up in the new year.
Well, I think there have been a lot of positive signs in the last few months that point to the healing of the U.S. economy. Employers have definitely from more of a cost containment to a growth, and they're going to be adding people in to help grow their businesses fast.
Career Builders Michael Irwin says one out of five businesses in the survey said it expects to boost hiring. The bungled attempt to blow up Northwest Flight 253 on Christmas Day is making Yemen a new focus of the war on terror. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
The Al-Qaeda branch in that Arabian country has new energy, including some former detainees at Guantanamo who've been released. CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate says that group in Yemen boasts it sent the airplane bomber on Christmas and vows to keep attacking America.
We have not seen that to date. That, I think, is a potential game-changing dimension of this whole incident.
Congressman Pete Hoekstra, Republican of Michigan, suggests
we need to be on offense.
And President Obama yesterday said we'll do more than just strengthen our defenses. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Italian news agencies are reporting a bomb scare at a check-in area at the airport in Milan. Police found a suspicious package. It's not clear if it contained any explosives. General Motors is holding what amounts to an automotive fire sale of nameplates it's phasing out. Wall Street Journal reporter John Stoll says GM is giving dealers $7,000 for every new Pontiac or Saturn on their lot. They could cut the cost to buyers by as much as 46%.
The sooner that they can exit those brands, the sooner they can really truly focus on their new core business.
Overseas, guns pointed at Iranian protesters have given way to fingers pointed at anyone who doesn't like the government. Los Angeles Times correspondent Borzu Daragahi is monitoring developments from Beirut.
An ongoing and intense crackdown against dissidents, journalists, and relatives of opposition figures is continuing. And you've got the ominous warnings by the Revolutionary Guard that the recent uprising over the weekend was a plot by the foreign media.
And this is just in. Consumer confidence increased in December, but still remains relatively weak. In early trading on Wall Street, the averages are mostly higher. The Dow Industrials now are ahead about 21 points. This is CBS News.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-747-0319. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. They come in three colors, so you can put important stuff in one color tote, not so important stuff in another, and stuff you don't know exactly why you're keeping in yet another. Soon your whole house will be organized because you picked up some 18-gallon storage totes for just $3.98 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
Local news update. A longtime Denver institution is closed, but no one seems to know why. The Trail Dust Steakhouse on I-25 in Arapaho has a handwritten sign in the door saying that it's closed. Here's what happens when you call the restaurant.
The South Denver Trail Dust has closed for business.
The Trail Dust is known for its oversized steaks and its practice of snipping off the neckties of people wearing one inside the door. The Trail Dust burned to the ground in a spectacular fire 10 years ago, but was rebuilt. Another Denver institution is going nowhere. The new owners of the ski train to Winter Park say they could not reach an agreement with Amtrak to run the train, so they'll refund the 13,000 tickets already sold. Three more bank robberies in the Denver area. Monday's holdups happened in a three-hour period, one in Aurora, one in Arvada, and a robbery in Denver on East Hamden. There have been at least 19 bank holdups in the metro area over the last 2 weeks. The FBI's Dave Jolly.
We do have some really good leads on some of our bank robbery suspects that we hope to be apprehending shortly.
Jolly says there have been 35 bank stick-ups in Colorado this month alone, with 199 for the year. In sports, the Nuggets lost their second game in a row last night. They lost to the Kings in Sacramento. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Sounds like animal control has rounded up those horses that were running around Sheridan and Alameda. Now, as far as the highway drive goes, you're going to find decent speeds pretty much anywhere you're heading. A lot of people still in holiday mode. Checking on those CDAV cameras, though, westbound I-70, getting a little bit crowded west of Floyd Hill. Lots of people heading up early to do some skiing over the New Year's. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be cloudy with a high of about 38 degrees, currently 23. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The following is a free offer from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Foundation for Healthier Living is now giving away free two-week trials of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you are concerned about your weight and need to lose more than 20 pounds, you may call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free two-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free two-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You want to know what Congressman Perlmutter gave David Sirota for Christmas? A softball, so we could throw one at him. Actually, we got a release from the congressman right before Christmas Day that was really awesome. Him thanking some of the local media folks, and he even mentioned me in that. So thank you, Congressman Perlmutter, if you happen to be listening. We think you're a great guy. Anyway, we're talking about full-body scanners here on AM 760. I'm John Turk, filling in for David Sirota through the rest of this week. A lot of security issues have come into question after the foiled terrorist attempt on Flight 253 coming into Detroit on Christmas Day. And it looks like TSA plans on putting a lot of these full-body scanners in airports across the country. And we're taking your opinions on whether or not you think whether you're for or against these full-body scanners, whether you think if it foils one terrorist plot, it's worth it for you giving up this one privacy. As this one article says here, these produce graphic images which pick up breast enlargements, false limbs, piercings, and a clear outline of the passenger's genitals. And I'm in the belief that I don't think this is a good thing, especially I don't like my wife cruising through these, or my daughter, or my boys. I don't know if there's pedophiles back there working at TSA and looking at these photos, or God forbid if I worked at TSA and I was one of those ones looking at those scanners, you wouldn't want me doing that because I love women. 303-713-7600. What's your take on this? This poll I did on the New York Daily News. Again, I'll repeat, the New York Daily News. 81% say, yes, this is a great security measure. What's your opinion on it? 303-713-7600. We're going to head back to the phones. Order they came. Mike in Livermore. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, this is Mike up in Livermore, Colorado.
What's happening?
First, I'm going to hit on the full body scan item. I did hear that if it's a man will be looking at it, and if it's a woman will be looking at the scan.
Do you believe that?
You know, somebody goes on their
list. But I'm a skeptic, man. I'm one of the world's biggest skeptics, though, so I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay, well, then I'll go with that. Well, you know, the second one is these air marshals. I don't know what they're talking about for an air marshal, but I think that's a complete ridiculous thing. If you already got through check-in and you're on the plane and you have a bomb and this person is in the first row and the air marshal happens to be in row 27, exactly what is he going to do by the time this guy detonates his bomb?
That's a fair question.
You know,
I'd feel a little more safe with an air marshal than leaving it up to the passengers to try to take care of that. I mean, but yeah, you do want the first line of security should be the checkpoints when you're going through the airport, not the air marshal.
Yeah, and the air marshal is going to do absolutely nothing as this guy's unrolling something in his jacket pocket, which should have been caught before he got on the plane. So the passengers in row 1, 2, and 3 are your air marshals at point in time.
Not necessarily. I don't know if they would necessarily always put the air marshals towards the front of the plane.
Well, then if the man is in the back of the plane, what is the air marshal going to
do if somebody's in the front of the plane? It's a good question. You know, planes aren't that long.
Well, I haven't been on recently, but I figure there are at least 30 to 40 seats. Is that correct?
Yeah, about 30 rows, some.
30 rows. Okay. I'm going to hit on one last topic, and I'm going to let you go.
You got it.
The other one is, why doesn't somebody just drive a U-Haul bomb into the Denver airport? What is going to stop that? When I drive in, I just drive in. Nobody checks me. There's absolutely nothing going on. Where is the security at that point in time to blow up the whole outside of the airport?
There is none.
Okay.
And that's a situation I brought up yesterday. For me, I'm more concerned about going to places like, you know, Times Square on New Year's Eve or the Super Bowl or places like that. Or yeah. I'm more worried about chemical warfare or, you know, our water supply being tainted.
I've always thought about the Super Bowl day. And
I mean, I figure if they can't get bombs on airplanes, they're going to figure out another way to do what they want to do.
Exactly.
You know?
The other one is this is the last one I'm going to hit on. The other one is when you're going through check-in. Who's to say there's not going to be someone that hates us going through check-in and he's got some sarin gas and releases it in the check-in area? Who's going to catch him before he actually gets in there and releases the gas?
No, there's no line of defense there. Like you said, outside the airport at the car.
Yeah, everybody wants to be on this air marshal kick, and it's absolutely ridiculous to have air marshals on a plane. I mean, what is he going to do, shoot the guy from row 27 and take somebody else's life because he doesn't hit him? I mean,
I would hope that these air marshals be well-trained and almost sniper-like, you know what I mean?
Well, they're going to be undercover, obviously,
right,
and, you know, looking around, but, you know, when a plane's full, he's not going to be able to change seats from row 2 because someone came and whispered in his ear, possibly if he even knew who it was, and go back to row 27 and keep an eye on this gentleman. Or it could be a woman. Let's not get gender hung up here either. It could actually be a woman carrying something. And, you know, I don't know how I can say this, but, you know, the time of the month, they could actually be doing something along that lines. I mean, there's so many aspects to look at here, especially when they go through the machine.
Well, yeah, like the caller said last hour, you know, she had a mastectomy.
Yes, and what are you going to do, pull the gel out and have somebody look at it? No, you can't do that to somebody.
That's ridiculous. It's not fair. It is ridiculous. So, in a nutshell, are you for or against these full-body scanners?
I'm going to say that's a tough one. If it was men looking at men, women looking at men, women,
I would say
yes, I would be for it.
Okay, so it depends.
You know, if one man happens to be more well-suited in life and another one doesn't, I mean, is the guy going to giggle when he sees him?
Who knows?
I could talk all day, but I'm going to let you go.
You got it, man. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, Mike. Take care. 303-713-7600. Again, go to our website, am760.net. Click on David Sirota's page, and you'll see some full-body scan images that I put up there yesterday and this morning. I also have a picture of the terrorist's underwear and how he had that stuff sewn and taped into his tidy whiteys. You can see that at am760.net. Again, click over to David Sirota's page, and it's all right there on the right-hand side. Let's go to Dave in Bailey. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hi. I think I'm in favor of the full-body scanner.
You're for them?
Yeah, until something better comes along, you got to do something quick. And as far as cost versus Sky Marshals, I'm sure the cost for Sky Marshals on every flight, every day, 8 hours a day, will be far more than a body scanner that can search out.
I just lost you, Dave. Continue. I'm sorry.
I said that the cost of a full body, of a Sky Marshal versus the full body scanner would be far more
expensive.
Right. Because you got all the flights every day, 8 hours a day, three, you know, however many.
Well, right. I don't know how many air marshals are actually out there.
No, but somebody mentioned putting one on every.
Yeah, that's what my solution is.
Well, it would cost far more, I believe you.
Than the $225 million.
Yeah. And then.
Or $22 million, forgive me.
Whatever, yeah, it would. And then as far as the searching, it would be male looking at males and females looking at females. The police department operates that way as well. Males search males, females search females, unless...
I've been searched by females when I go into concerts.
I was going to get to that. Unless, in some situations, you'll never see a female searched by a male.
Is that true?
Unless it's an emergency.
I don't know. I've seen females checked by males also. When you go into Pepsi Center or a concert, I've seen them do both. I mean, obviously.
I'm talking about a groping search.
Yeah, groping search.
Not with a scanner.
Right.
You know, where you have to do a, well, let's say, I used to be a policeman, and I know it can get pretty ugly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
When you got a suspect, yeah, I mean, it gets into the cavity thing and everything else. That's why.
And those aren't fun.
The machine is far better.
All right.
And then I'm sure it'll improve as time goes on.
All right, well, Dave, thanks for the opinion, man. I appreciate it. I got you down for four of the full-body scanners. Right now it's 5-3 and against the full-body scanners. But appreciate your vote, my man.
Okay.
All right, have a good one. 303-713-7600. Now let's talk to Bob on a cell. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
What's up?
I'm all for the body cavity search. I want to welcome you to the United States where we all get blanked all the time. And it's kind of like a healthcare issue, like a senator talking, you know? It's like not my backyard syndrome. You know, I've got healthcare, but screw you all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing two together.
Yep.
It's just like everything is, you know, not my backyard. No, I don't want to get searched, but yeah, make sure everyone else is searched on the plane.
And that's what it's going to be like. You know, hey, don't question me. Do I really look like a terrorist? Why are you going to make me go through this full-body scan?
And, you know, and you want to talk profiling. You know, I'm from Detroit. And the last time I flew in Detroit, I haven't lived there in 15 years. But it's like, oh, my God, if there's going to be a terrorist act, it's going to be here in Detroit because there's 300,000 people who live in East Dearborn are from Iraq. They're called Chaldeans. They started coming in from the 70s and 80s from Iraq. They were Christian Iraqians, and Chaldeans is their name. There's 300,000 in Detroit, so go figure. If I can figure it out, if a plane's going anywhere with a terrorist act, it's going into Detroit or it's leaving Detroit. Because, I mean, profile it. Middle Eastern looking dude like that going into Detroit, normal. Half the plane looks like that. No one's talking about that.
Yeah, no, nobody is talking about that. You're right. You bring up a good point.
Right by the cracks. I mean, if a stoner like me can figure that out, anyone can.
Right. A stoner like you, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And another thing, everyone keeps talking about air marshals. He, him. Hello, there's female air marshals. I met a 250-pound female. She will crush you.
Yeah, I think air marshals would do a better job than what the average like we had some callers in the first hour say, empower the passengers, you know? And that, to me, that's a little bit of a scary scenario. I'd rather have some, you know, because we're not allowed to carry guns on airplanes. So, obviously, I think a gun might have thwarted that attack a little bit quicker than having to have passengers, you know, attack this guy. But, I don't know, that's just me. So, you're against the scanners, my man.
No, I'm all for it. All for it. The scanners, yeah. Body search.
Okay.
I mean, until it gets better, you gotta rule out. I'm sorry. You know what? Then get in your car and drive.
I think that's what a lot of people do. I did get an instant message from somebody that said exactly that.
I do. I drive. You know, like, when I go to L.A., I drive. It's 2 days.
This comes from my buddy Kevin in North Glen. Totally agree with you about it being an invasion of privacy, JT. I've already decided to avoid taking plane trips. This will completely put me off of ever flying again. It looks like we lost you there. But appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Shelley in Fort Collins. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good. I think I'm against it. I just feel like Americans' rights are being taken more and more because of a select few. And obviously those scanning machines, air marshals, any of that is going to be, the cost is going to be passed on to us travelers. And to me, spending, you know, $600 for a family of three to fly, you know, and that's small cheap amount.
That's a cheap flight for three.
Right. But it gets to a point where it gets so expensive that we.
And then if you got to check an extra bag, it costs you an extra $25.
Right. No, all the costs just keep going up every year for, you know, additional bags or, you know, your bag weighs more than 50 pounds.
All right. And I think we're getting ripped off when we fly. Personally, I believe we're getting ripped off. I do not think it costs that much to put passengers on a plane and fly them from point A to point B.
And they stop serving meals. They take away services. They give us less and less room.
One little crappy bag of peanuts.
Right. And the, you know, your elbow and elbow right next to the next guy. And to me, I don't want to pay anymore. And I believe it's a violation. I have nothing to hide. I mean, I'm happy to have them scan me. But I believe that we are losing our rights as Americans to our privacy and everything else. And I just wonder, you know, who's in charge of securing our country? Because they're not doing a very good job, in my opinion. If you know, and a lot of people want to keep throwing money toward fighting wars and terrorism and all that stuff, and it just seems unfair that the rest of us law-abiding citizens have to have our rights violated to keep that going.
But doesn't it seem like these wars are creating more enemies for us?
Absolutely. We are hated everywhere.
Yeah, and that's something I talked about yesterday. Why are we, you know, maybe we need to start talking about why do they hate us?
Right.
You know, and that's a whole different topic. But, you know, for me, it's a total invasion of privacy. And you said, Shelley, that you don't mind if they do the full body scans on you, whether it be a male or a female looking at you?
I'd rather not have to do it. I don't think it's fair. And I think, but again, I have nothing to hide. So
gotcha.
If I have to, I have to. But I think it's a violation of my privacy.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's like we're hunting. It's these draconian measures are just kind of freaking me out.
Me too. I'm afraid of where things are going to be in the next 10 years.
I know. You're going to have a computer chip in your head, and they'll be able to track everywhere you go, everything you look at, everything you do. That's where we're headed.
Write that down that you just said that just now, because probably in 10 years it won't be funny.
But like I said, I know. I'm a skeptic, though. You know, I don't trust anyone. Shelley, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Appreciate you, too. Let's go to – actually, I need to hit a break. It's 8:21 after. I got a few callers hanging on. Jim, Ralph, Cindy, don't go anywhere. We'll get you in here real shortly. But got to get you in on traffic. Here's Todd Parker.
Watch out for a crash, 47th and Tower. Other than that, it's a decent trip as you're making your way around the metro. Southbound I-25, still busy downtown. They're working on that water main break at 42nd and Colorado that has that exit ramp to Colorado from eastbound I-70 still shut down during the duration of the repairs. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 30s today, currently 21. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
New Year's resolution is to eat healthier.
I don't have one.
My New Year's resolution is to
be a better husband.
To lose some weight.
To have more home-cooked meals with the family.
Make more money.
New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution? Yes, so
at the beginning.
And drink less.
What I want to feel forever.
Or trade more.
2010 begins.
My New Year's resolution.
On AM 760.
Stay happy and not get angry over the little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you're a man who wants to feel confident in the bedroom and have the longest, most powerful sexual experiences possible, the time has come. Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor, and I want to tell you about the revolutionary herbal supplement for male enhancement, Zencore Plus. Zencore Plus will work for you. Zencore Plus performs the first time and every time, guaranteed. Just take Zencore 45 minutes before sexual activity, and you'll experience powerful results. In fact, we are so sure you'll love Zencore's tremendous results that we want to send you a free sample so you can try Zencore for yourself. Once you try it, there's no doubt that you will become one of Zencore's thousands of satisfied customers.
Find out how to get your free supply of Zencore before it's too late. Call 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986.
This weekend at Blockbuster, select previously viewed DVDs are five for just $20. Choose from Paul Blart Mall Cop, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, 7 pounds and more. Previously viewed DVDs, five for just $20 at Blockbuster. Sold separately for prices marked at participating stores while supplies last.
A little Green Day. Get your Tuesday morning started. 8:24, 36 minutes before 9 o'clock. Taking your phone calls. Got lots of instant messages, too. Let me read a couple of these. We'll go with Greg O. How would it have made a difference, like Chertoff said, since the flight originated in Lagos and transferred in Amsterdam and never went through the U.S. and TSA before the attack? Good question. How did TSA not work if it was never, you know, part of our problem? Also got this one. Turk, no way. This is an extreme invasion of privacy. There has to be another way to enhance security, but a full-body scan? What would the picture of a female or child look like? Probably pretty revealing. My vote is no. And if you'd like to see what these full-body scan images look like, go to am760.net, click on David Sirota, and you'll see it on the right-hand side. I have a couple different ones. One's just a link to a female, and the other is just the image of a male who went through a body scan. So taking your phone calls on this, you're for or against these full-body scans. It looks like this will be the new thing in airport security across the nation. Let's get back to the phones and go to Cindy in Denver. Good morning, Cindy. You're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Good morning, John. I'm for it. I don't mind it. But as a wife of someone who flies 275,000 miles a year, it's a right, or it's a privilege to fly, not a right. So it doesn't bother me if it keeps it safe. I don't think it's the answer. I don't think that body scans is the answer to safety. I think the answer is not to be issuing visas to people who are on a watch list.
Yeah. Good point, yeah.
And I also, I mean, I'm not fully against the whole idea of profiling either if it's done correctly. The other only issue is TSA doesn't have the full capacity that other airports in other countries and their security have to take, you know, quote unquote, take down people or to stop people from doing things. You know, you go into any other country and, you know, you look at these people and you know they mean business. You go anywhere airport in this country, you look at them and they're just doing their job.
Yeah, it kind of does seem like that.
You know, you go to any other country, they're carrying their weaponry, they're showing it.
When you fly into Mexico, don't those Mexican police there in the airport kind of freak you out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you've ever flown into Israel, but look at Israel. Or look, even going to Japan. We just got back from Japan, and you're in Tokyo, and there's weapons everywhere, and these people mean business.
Yeah.
And we just don't have that mentality here. We have people that are just standing there chit-chatting about their nothing against them. I know they work hard, but I don't think they're given the tools that they need. Their job people, not terrorist debater people.
Well, I think there's the major red flag in this one was when he paid for it with
Yeah.
It was a one-way flight, and it cost over $2,000, and he paid in cash.
That
he just had one little carry-on item with him.
And his dad, you know, alerted the U.S. officials. And so, sure, he came through Amsterdam, and it's not our issue because TSA didn't have a checkpoint to that. But these people shouldn't have a visa anyway.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. You try to get a visa to go to any other country, it takes us 5 weeks or 3 months. They can pick one up and be on a watch list.
Right. Well, this watch list is pretty extensive. I read yesterday there's
like
about 560,000 people on a watch list. I think there was like 15,000, or maybe it was like 4,000 on the no-fly list.
Right, yeah. I mean, but still.
And like we said, you know, all these databases are not connected together.
Right.
And that's
the
problem.
Technology, though.
Yeah.
You know? And if we can spend, you know, billions and billions of dollars on all this other stuff that we waste money on, we should be able to spend $1 billion on a system with not issue visas.
But what do you think about, you know, if here's my thoughts on it, or if it's almost impossible for terrorists to get on planes anymore via these full body scanners, won't they just find another way to attack Americans?
Sure, absolutely.
On our soil, like, you know, I get nervous when I go to a stadium, or you know, like how about being on Times Square on New Year's Eve?
Or even going to the mall. Absolutely, you know. But I don't think the answer. I'm for the full body scans. It doesn't bother me. It's, again, I think it's a right, or it's a privilege to fly, not a right.
Mm-hmm.
It's so for your tally, put me down in the yes column. But
yeah.
I don't think it's the end all be all. I also don't think, you know, profiling shoes or underwear is the end all be all, or telling somebody that they can't get out of their seat for the last hour of the flight is what.
Yeah, sometimes those flights are cold. You know, I mean, it's cold in the cockpit sometimes, and when you're not allowed to have a blanket,
right?
You know,
it's insane. They're trying to find.
Like, what are you doing underneath that blanket?
Exactly, they're trying to.
There could be several things you're doing underneath that blanket.
Well, you have a good day. Put me down. Yeah, Colin. Thanks.
Thank you, Cindy. Have a great one. Call me again, okay?
Okay. Bye.
303-713-7600. Jim in Denver is next up. Good morning, Jim.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm a commercial pilot, and for security purposes, I can't tell you who I fly for, but I'm also a volunteer pilot who has been trained and deputized, and I carry a weapon when I go to work. I think a lot of the discussion today is being trivialized as to what the real threat is out there. Sky marshals are not designed to prevent an explosion on an aircraft. They are designed to stop a takeover of the aircraft, as is my job now to defend the cockpit from a takeoff over of the aircraft so it can't be used as a weapon of mass destruction. The question central to your show today on the scanners is right on point. The American people need to understand and make a decision on what level of safety they would like. The weapon devices out there now have become so sophisticated and so hard to detect.
Yeah, small. They get smaller and smaller and smaller and harder to detect.
Yes, sir. I mean, there are even ceramic guns that you can take apart and would never be seen on even the what we have today in the X-ray scanning.
Right.
Everybody knows that. Now, the technology is there, the full body scan, as you mentioned, and then there's also the sniffer scans that they have, which can detect any kind of minute chemical that could be used as an explosive.
Mm-hmm.
The money that's being spent on TSA today is mostly for show, for the public to think that the government's doing something.
Yeah,
I don't care whether it's Bush or Obama or anybody else, it's a show. These are basically just a little bit above minimum wage employees. They're good people, but they're minimum wage employees, and they are not going to stop these types of items getting on an airplane. So the American people must decide, can we scan for these explosives and stop all this searching granny in the wheelchairs, or are you just going to allow some airplane to be taken down? Because it will happen. These people are determined.
They are determined. Like I said, if they'll find another way to do it.
Well, sir, but besides taking over an aircraft like 9/11 or blowing one up.
Over land, yeah.
There are fewer other ways to do that. And we saw on 9/11 that the taking down of an aircraft will stop this economy in its tracks. So pieces are not the answer, because they'll just find someone who's not on a watch list, train them, and send them off. Look at what happened in Denver a few weeks ago with this local guy. So what I'm telling you is I'm on the front lines of this battle. I'm trying to protect you folks, but we've got to get away from this excitability about, oh, it's a body scan or this or that, because the technology is there. They put the money in the right place to give us a degree of safety, never 100%, sir, but a much greater degree of safety than we do have today. And please, and this is not a criticism, but try not to trivialize what is out there and what can be done, because we're in a different world right now. That's all I got to say, unless you have a question.
No, man, but I think we've created this world we're in. You know, I think it's our fault that these folks hate us so much.
Well, but that's a
fact. And that's what we should be looking at. Yeah, I know. It's a fact and it's happening. And I'm not trying to trivialize the conversation, but I think this is a privacy issue, and I like to talk about privacy issues here on the station.
Well, I'm into privacy also. I'm not a right wing wacko. In fact, I'm much more progressive than most.
Right.
But some things just have to be taken care of. And the society, like you said, that we have built, it took 50 years for this to get to this point. It's not going to change overnight. So in the interim, you know, something's got to happen. Yeah. And if we don't take the bull by the horns, mark my words, they are going to succeed. And then you see the overreaction that's going to occur.
All right. Well, hey, man, I appreciate it. You fly safe, okay?
I'm going to try. I'm on my way to work right now.
All right, man. We're praying for you. Be safe.
Thank
All right,
you.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
A lot, man. 303-713-7600. That was he was a pilot, and this story just out this morning. After a two-day security clampdown prompted by a thwarted attempt to bomb a jetliner, some airline officials told the AP that the in-flight restrictions had been eased. It's now up to captains on each flight to decide whether passengers can have blankets and other items on their laps or can move around during the final phase of flight. Confused? So were scores of passengers who flew Monday on one of the busiest travel days of the year. On some flights, passengers were told to keep their hands visible and not to listen to iPods. Even babies were frisked. But on other planes, security appeared no tighter than usual. I mean, so it seems like, depending on where you go, it's going to be different. Babies being frisked? Seriously? 303-713-7600. I do have full lines. Want to talk to y'all, but I do got to get traffic in here in a short commercial break. But Todd Parker, what's happening out there with traffic?
Oh, hey, have you seen this new show yet? It might be the best cop drama / time travel show in TV history. I would know. I have Comcast Digital Preferred. I get thousands of on-demand choices I can watch whenever I want for just $39.99 a month for 6 months. And with on-demand, you can go back and watch past episodes or even whole seasons. This weekend, I'm doing a marathon to catch up on the best celebrity-hosted talent competition ever created.
Comcast has all the things to help you do your thing, like Comcast Digital Preferred for $39.99 a month for 6 months. You get thousands of on-demand choices that you can watch whenever you want. You can pause, rewind, even start watching in one room and finish in another. That's a lot of stuff to get excited about. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com today.
Offer ends 1/21/10. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to Digital Preferred for new residential customers only. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and franchise fees extra.
Okay, we're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 50% off our already low prices on all Christmas decorations, which means next Christmas will be bigger and merrier than ever before. And you might want to make a pass by the storage totes, because with savings like this, you're going to need one or five. Get 50% off all Christmas decorations, but hurry. When they're gone, they're gone. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
This weekend at Blockbuster, select previously viewed DVDs are 5 for just $20. Choose from Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail, Revolutionary Road, My Bloody Valentine, and more. Previously viewed DVDs, 5 for just $20 at Blockbuster. Sold separately for prices marked at participating stores while supplies last.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
John Turkin for David Sirota. It's 8:36 in the morning, right here in the middle of the morning rush. Glad to be taking all your phone calls. Lots of instant messages, too. You can instant message me at am760.net. Click over the David Sirota page. Up on the top left-hand side, you'll see a little icon that says Instant Message Dave. Dave and I both get those, so feel free, if you can't get on the phone, to shoot me a online message. Let's read this one from I don't have a name on this. Oh, please, this is a failed attempt. Obama already ordered an investigation, which is more than what Bush did with Katrina. Thank you for that one. We have this one as well. Turk, check this out. There are behavioral issues that we should address instead. Being in a bathroom for 30 minutes, wearing a big blanket over your head upon return are what was made public. These photos I find are graphic and invasive, and I don't want the radiation. Should we start scanning everyone entering largely populated buildings, events, subways, pornographic police, state? All that stuff, radiation adds up, too. The Nigerian came from a Nigerian flight linked to a change of flight in Amsterdam. Perhaps it's the cause the terrorist thought our security was already too hard to get to his bomb. Materials smuggled through. Putting these scanners in will still not address flights originating from another country landing in the U.S. This is dumb, reactive, invasive, unhealthy, etc., etc. I'm so opposed. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to them in the order they came. Let's talk to Ralph in Colorado Springs. Good morning, Ralph. How are you today?
Hi, Turk. Two quick points. Number one, as usual, we're fighting the last war, so we'll lose this one. And number two, we're doing it very inefficiently. As to the last war, let's look at our borders. They're extremely porous. We've been fighting a war on drugs for how many decades and how much is still coming in?
Right.
I mean, the planes are, they're minuscule compared to what the threat really could be. Second thing is, if we say that we are fighting this war on terror to save American lives, 9/11 and Americans killed in terrorism, including Oklahoma City, is less than 3,000. Okay, we lose 60,000 for having a 75-mile-an-hour speed limit. Cut it, we'll save five or six times the money of number of terrorist losses every year. Also look at our medical insurance. 40,000 or 48,000 die each year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, provide medical insurance. You're going to save a lot more lives than you're going to save with this ridiculous...
100%, Ralph. I mean, and you bring up several points on where we could be spending the money better or saving lives, you know?
Let me add one more thing here. Anyone who thinks that once you have been scanned by a computerized device, suddenly that image goes away is wacko. Number one, that computer is going to have a memory so that it can be compared with others. Number two, that memory is going to go into Northern Command or somewhere else. So whenever you're scanned, your image is going to be there forever for somebody to look at. And it's not going to be the people at the gate. It's going to be a whole bunch of other people. And I guess my last point is simply this. You know me. Follow the money.
Yeah. Who gains to make a lot of money in these full body scan machines?
It's a boondoggle, and it's not going to stop very much at all.
Is it Diebold?
I have no idea.
I wonder who makes these things.
But whoever isn't in it is going to scramble to get in it.
Yeah.
And then your caller is right. We're going to have these scanners at football games, every time you enter an office building, every time you go to a public toilet. Give me a break, guys. Let's get some reality. The United States does not have unlimited money. If we want to save lives, then cut the speed limit or provide better medical insurance.
Great points, Ralph. You always bring some good stuff to the show.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks
for
listening.
Have a good new
year. You too, man. Call me again, all right? I'm here for a couple more days. 303-713-7600. This instant message just came in. I think people would feel differently if their family were on that plane on Christmas Day. I'm willing to have my privacy violated if it'll protect my 7 and 3-year-old while flying. A perv is a perv. They will find a way to violate you or get their thrills. It could be a pat down, search, or accidentally bumping into you. They will find a way to get their thrills. And, I'm about protecting my children and myself and the other people on flights. But I'm also about protecting the privacy of my family as well. I do not want my 8-year-old, my 6-year-old, my 5-year-old having to go through these full-body scanners. I don't know who's behind there looking at the pictures. Yeah, a perv is a perv. But when you have access to that kind of thing, it makes it a little easier for that pervert. 303-713-7600. I got a couple open lines. Fill them up for me. Let's go to Keith in Clear Creek County. Good morning, Keith. You're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I've been a little unnerved since that caller got me envisioning a tampon bomb.
You know? I know, yeah.
I mean, it's got a fuse. I think that we're just taking it a little too far. I think that if this flight originated in Africa or the guy transferred in Holland, and then flew to the States, it sounds like they may have an issue on their end, you know, as far as security. But one thing that I believe after 9/11, when I flew and I saw National Guard personnel at the airport with what appeared to be loaded, I guess, M16s, I felt far more secure than sending these people halfway around the world to, forgive me, piss off a bunch of, you know, Muslim people that just don't like us. I think it's the best idea to have our National Guard guard our nation and be there at airports, be there at our seaports, be there on our borders. And these guys have far more to do in the States than they do with our country sending them off to battle. I think it would be a good idea to just bring them back.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that what we're creating over there in the Middle East is a breeding ground for terrorists to practice killing Americans and get reasons to hate Americans.
I think we really do have to refigure what our place is and our reputation in this world. You don't want to say that, forgive me, who's the brains behind the 9/11 attack, the guy that George Bush said that he never even thought of, Osama bin Laden. If Osama bin Laden brought up points that he feels that our nation has been guilty of with regard to how we relate, if you will, to the Muslim world, then I think it's time for us to stop and at least think about these things. Was it, you know, were they big enough to perpetrate such a horrible atrocity? No, not at all. Should he be killed for his place in, you know, planning this? Yes, he should, or captured. But this nation really needs to rethink where we are in relation to our acceptance, not just in the Muslim world, but all over the world for our past sins.
Yeah,
I'm a blame America first, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not a blame America first, but I am, you know, over the last few years anyway, I've been questioning what our role is and what our reputation is worldwide. We used to be this beacon of freedom and, you know, of good things, and now it seems like that we're out there in the Middle East and getting our hands in other countries, you know, trying to destroy other economic institutions in other countries, and all in the all for profit. All for just gaining, and it's not, you know, I'm worried about what my kids are going to be paying for in 20, 30 years, and it's not just us, you know, I see this greedy society that America's become, and it just kind of makes me sick, to be honest with you, sometimes.
Well, with that happy note, have a happy new year, John.
Thanks. 2010 has got to be better than this year, Kevin. God, I hope so. 2009 really, really sucked for me, and for a lot of people, I'm sure. So let's hope 2010 is better, but I think it's time we really start looking at questions like, why do they hate us? Why are we in the Middle East? How do we get out of there? This instant message came in. Turk, the way the body scan is set up, the person operating the machine sees only the person, and in a separate location, the control room person sees only the body scan. So really, no one person is seeing anybody naked in such a way as to correlate the scan to the passenger. And I've heard that too, and that may be the case. You know, but go look at those scanning images. Tell me what you think. You want your wife looking like that as somebody's looking at you? I don't know. This other instant message came in. I have no trouble passing through a full body scan, but I would object to passing through and having the TSA monitors point and laugh. Good one, Mac. Thank you for that. Appreciate some humor in this one as well. Get back to the phones. Let's talk to Robert in Erie. Good morning, Robert.
How you doing, Turk?
I'm good, buddy. You?
Oh, real good. Hey. You know, I've been listening to you all morning and that, and I tell you what, this country is in one bad shape. Since Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld went ahead into Iraq, went ahead and killed all them people, there was no terrorists over there. Who was over here at 9/11? It was all Arabs.
Saudi Arabians, yeah.
Right. But we didn't do nothing to them because that's where all the money's at.
That's, yeah. We right? saw George Bush shaking hands and hugging
right.
them shortly after 9/11.
And then you read in the paper that now they're going to prosecute the Army guys like this captain for supposedly shooting somebody. Why don't we prosecute Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld for going over there and doing what they did? But no, see, they got money. But the poor soldier who's told to go over there and shoot people and that, they're going to prosecute them. And I tell you what, that is totally wrong.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are for the prosecution of Dick Cheney and George Bush and Rumsfeld and the like. And, you know, I'm in that ilk as well. I think, you know, they did some really horrible stuff. And they lied us into war.
Right.
All for profit.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, and where's it come, you know, even if they were, you know, trying to be honest with us and say, hey, we're going into Iraq and take over and we're just trying to get our oil interests and, hey, it's going to be cheaper oil for you guys and, you know, gasoline prices will go down. Has that happened?
No.
Did for a little bit. Now they're going back up. But, you know, a point about, what, 2 years ago, we were paying $4 a gallon.
Yeah, what did Bush say? He said the oil revenue was going to pay for the war. It probably went into Bush and Cheney's checking account.
Aren't we spending about $1 billion a day? And is that what we were spending in Iraq?
Right.
Wouldn't that have taken care of the whole health bill?
And I tell you what, they ain't going to have to another country seize on the thing. I mean.
All right. Hey, I got to let you go there, Robert. Thank you for your opinions there. Got to keep a little clean here on the radio, please. Let's go to Eric. Yeah, we're going to hit a break. We're going to get the delay back up. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. But it's 8:48. Hey, man, it's always an adventure in morning radio, isn't it? 303-713-7600. 11 minutes before 9 o'clock, let's hit traffic in Todd Parker. What's up, Todd?
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment, and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
And crews continue to work at 42nd and Colorado. So repairing a water main break there. In fact, it's caused the closure of the ramp from eastbound I-70 trying to access Colorado. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I am a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. Or online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
How would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-974-AUTO.
7 minutes before 9 o'clock here. John Turk in for David Sirota. Thanks for bearing with us here this morning. 303-713-7600, the number here. Let's talk to Jim in Denver. Good morning, Jim. You're on AM760.
Oh, hi, Turk. Hey, guys. Got a chance to get in your station. This is sometimes not that easy.
Well, I hope you didn't wait too long.
Yeah, I got a few things, so I won't go on too much. But you know, I think the deal is that everybody kind of keeps talking like it's more of a rights issue than actually people dying. Not that if there is actually a catastrophe. And I think they should look at, like that one lady said, the way of separating people and figuring out how to stop, you know, either background-wise or research or whatever it is to take, you know, to take to actually get it to stop.
Right.
And we should also have the machines. But they got. I heard this guy probably didn't even have a visa.
Right. But, you know, what happened on Christmas Day, I look at so many things that happened. Number one was he paid for the one-way ticket, had one carry-on, and paid cash, over $2,000 for the ticket. And this comes after his father had contacted the Nigerian embassy saying that, you know, they think their son is a threat and that they should be watching him.
Of course, this guy can't verify that.
Right, but, you know, but hey, it's got to be a red flag when the parents of this guy call, you know?
You know, though, that they did have that enforced for a while and they went back on that thing with the cash, that was enforced up till about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, and why isn't that still? I mean, that is a red flag. I mean, some people do just carry cash around and pay for flights.
And it sounds like we've just fallen back on a lot of things, and just to get the central point of it, I you know, this goes to show you, and it's not a party thing. It's not an R or a D thing. I still think that this is why we need the waterboarding. Because here we got a prime person that could be full of information.
Unless you're advocating waterboarding, maybe this person to find out.
Well, yeah, now we
where the orders came from or who he was working with.
I heard that they think he may know an awful lot. And what are we going to do? We have to pay for everything to house and all that, which I know that's part of the right of the criminal justice.
So Jim, let me get this right. You're for torture to get the information we need?
Well. If it means, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm not a cruel person.
Right.
In fact, the anti-cruel person wants to protect people. If you consider such a thing as mild torture, and I mean, you know, with a you know, large M or whatever, small M, you know, I don't see what the problem with that if it protects, you know, 400 people from burning to death or some terrible way of dying, you know.
Yeah.
And so what are we going to do to get information from him? He probably knows a lot of stuff. And even if he does.
Well, then maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's just a low level, like, you know.
No, we don't have a way of finding out. There just seems like there's a lot of things now that we've stepped down when we needed to increase, which we sort of had in state. And now we're kind of falling by the wayside. And then the change real point real quick, and then I'll get off, is I personally think that you know, this could even be a diversion, the plane things. I don't really actually think it is, but they could be thinking of bigger targets if they're not successful. And who knows? I think Iran's got plans ahead of doing even worse things, and you probably know what it is, you know. And I you know, personally, I think if it is...
You're talking about a nuclear bomb, right?
Yeah, and I think we're too hesitant to take control and actually protect the United States. And if Israel doesn't do something before someone else, I mean, we're going to have probably a small war in the first place, a nuclear war.
All right. Now, you heard John, or not John McCain, but Joe Lieberman yesterday call out for a preemptive act against Yemen on this. Do we really want to get involved there now, too?
But these are extreme situations if we have a couple of big attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Something big has to happen to retaliate or at least nullify what's going to go on. And, you know, I mean, it just seems like we've got all this technology, but I hate to say it, so many, you know, lawyers hold it up. I mean,
yeah, it just seems like we're headed for perpetual war. Like it's just going to be ongoing and ongoing and ongoing and, you know, a draft. They could reinstate the draft, you know.
Well, it's better so to have a perpetual medium-sized war, smaller than just everybody just basically come to an end. I mean, you know what I mean? No one wants either alternative, but it does seem like they're kind of pushing the envelope.
Right.
You know what I mean? But these
and like you said, and like the other caller said, I worry about bigger sites, you know. I mean,
yeah.
You do have, you know, 300 people on a plane or two.
You know, the thing about the profiling, which originally is not a bad word, they give it a bad connotation. It all it means is that you're stereotyping in a legitimate way, not an illegitimate way. You know what I mean? You're sorting out what is what's actually a problem. It's not, and that's what they have to do. They have to stereotype or figure out what people are causing a problem, no matter what shade you are. You know, Tim Veigh, you know, he could even have been an Arab. You know, it doesn't make any difference what color you are, even though sometimes that's where you can kind of draw some reason to classify, but they need to throw away this profiling, or, I mean, they should actually use it, but don't worry about the connotation of the word, just actually get something done. You know?
All right. Good stuff. Right. Hey, man, I got to run. I got to hit top of the hour news. I appreciate your phone call, Jim. Have a great time, New Year. Call me again, okay, buddy? All right. It's just about a minute before 9 o'clock. We'll hit CBS News. More of your phone calls. I'll also read some instant messages. They've been coming in hot and heavy to am760.net. Also going to bring up a local story you may want to hit on, too. We will take more of your phone calls. We'll also bring up a new topic here coming up in the next hour. John Turk in for David Sirota on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Goodbye. AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes. CBS News. Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Wishing you happy holidays as we progress into a new year. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. New numbers today from the battered housing sector. Home prices held steady in October. Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index of 20 major metro areas found that not all cities posted gains.
We continue to see the biggest difficulties in the Sun Belt, Las Vegas, and Tampa, Florida. In fact, those two don't show any signs of life.
S&P's David Blitzer.
While they've been going up for the last few months, we haven't gone up enough to even erase 1 year's movement.
And one other economic gauge of note, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rose again in December, but the board's Lynn Franco says the gain still leaves confidence far short of what's considered a solid number.
They're still rating current conditions rather weak, but it does appear that, we're sort of turning the corner.
The Yemen government is taking steps to put tighter controls on student visas for study in the U.S. The action follows revelations that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab spent time in Yemen in the months before allegedly trying to blow up a U.S. airliner on Christmas. More from CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker.
Abdulmutallab had, in fact, been in Yemen twice. Both times he had been given student visas to study Arabic at a language institute in Sana'a, the Yemeni capital. They confirmed that he had been in Yemen most recently from August to December.
There are calls for tighter airport screening to prevent a repeat of what happened on Friday. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge tells CBS News the country has become lax again.
We have to go back to the same sense of urgency and concern that we had on September 12, 2001. I think we've lost that over the past 7 or 8 years.
Two of the agencies at the forefront of revisions in security policies still do not have leaders nearly a year into the Obama administration. No date has been set yet for Senate hearings on the nomination of Alan Burson to become head of the Customs and Border Protection Agency. While the president's choice of Errol Sothers to run the Transportation Security Administration is being held up by a Republican senator, worried that Sothers might let TSA screeners join a union. General Motors has unveiled a plan to move its discontinued Pontiac and Saturn models off the books at dealerships. Wall Street Journal reporter John Stahl says GM will pay the dealers $7,000 each for the cars.
They're basically asking their dealers to purchase the cars already on their lot and move them into their rental fleets or their service loaner fleets. In return, GM can book them as a vehicle delivery.
General Motors wants to make the move to focus on its core brands. Pakistan's interior minister says riots that followed yesterday's bombing in Karachi were a planned conspiracy. More than 40 people were killed in the bombing, targeting a Shiite Muslim procession. Karachi's mayor says hundreds of shops have been destroyed. He says the damage will run into the millions. Somali pirates have struck again, seizing a cargo ship and tanker in the Gulf of Aden. Pirates are holding more than 10 ships for ransom. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 21 points. This is CBS News.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 50% off our already low prices on all Christmas decorations, which means next Christmas will be bigger and merrier than ever before. And you might want to make a pass by the storage totes, because with savings like this, you're going to need one or five. Get 50% off all Christmas decorations, but hurry, when they're gone, they're gone. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-747-0319. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The city of Pueblo has extended its moratorium on licensing medical marijuana dispensaries until June 1st. The current moratorium expired at the end of January. City leaders felt they would not be able to put together rules on the locations of dispensaries by the end of the month. A local institution is shut down with no word why. The Trail Dust Steakhouse on I-25 in Arapahoe has a sign on the door announcing its closure. Calls to the corporate offices have not yielded any answers. A pit bull is quarantined in Douglas County after a reported attack on another dog and two people. The incident happened Sunday afternoon in the Roxborough area, where a man and a woman were bitten and could lead to charges against the pit bull's owner. Pit bulls are not banned in Douglas County. Another 40 chihuahuas from California still need a ride to Denver. The chihuahuas from Monterey Bay were scheduled to be sent to Denver last week because of an overcrowding at local animal shelters. The plan fell apart because the plane couldn't hold them all. Organizers are currently looking for a bigger plane. In sports, the Nuggets lost to the Kings last night in Sacramento. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, you're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Downtown Denver is celebrating winter in the city with events for everyone now through the end of January. Great 5280 deals on hotels, downtown Denver deal card deals, New Year's Eve fireworks, and more. Click winterinthecity.com for details.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
One person's excited about the Charlie Sheen news. It's got to be Tiger Woods because he's been out of the headlines for a couple days. Man, Charlie Sheen coverage 24/7 on basically every channel out there. And at some point in the next hour, I'll try to play some of that 911 tape. If you haven't heard it yet, it's pretty crazy what happened in Aspen on Christmas Eve between Charlie Sheen and his wife. We've been talking about full body scanners for the first 2 hours this morning, and still would like to take your calls on that, whether you think that they're okay or whether it's an invasion of privacy, whether these full body scanners can stop one terrorist threat, if that's worth violating your privacy of these TSA officials being able to look at scans of your body that are pretty revealing. And if you go to am760.net, click on the David Sirota page, you'll see those images there on the right-hand side. Would love for you to look at those and call and comment, or you can instant message us right there at the David Sirota page as well. And let me read a couple of instant messages that have been coming in. I got some good ones here. This comes from Lisa. John, you're doing a great job. If you have to go through one of these revealing scanners, I'd like a copy of the image taken so I can send it to my boyfriend, LOL. But seriously, I have nothing to hide, so I don't mind that they do this, as long as the computer systems there are all stored or taken in, aren't hacked, and it doesn't take a lot of time, so I get to my plane on time. Happy New Year. Thank you, Lisa. That's a great one there. This comes from Sarah. What about the radiation involved in the full body scans? People don't seem to consider that at all, but it is an X-ray. What about using bomb detection dogs instead of scanners? I'm against the full body scans. There's other technology that can detect explosive material that doesn't involve this kind of invasion of our privacy and exposure to radiation. And I agree with you, Sarah. It's a great point. What about these bomb sniffing dogs? I read one article this morning that said that, some people are afraid of dogs, so they can't do that. Well, I think that is a little less invasive than a full body scan. 303-713-7600. Let's go back in the order they came. Eric in Arvada, you're on AM760. What's up, Eric?
Hi, John. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I
think you're doing a good job. Listen, as far as a couple of callers ago, are we willing to then prosecute? This would be a hypothetical, I suppose, and it's not why I called, but I got to thinking about it. Would we be willing to prosecute somebody who waterboarded one of our people if we captured them? This whole thing about panicking and full body scans and air marshals on every flight and every other thing is just an overreaction. And to me, it's the logical conclusion of the political lines have been drawn. Don't kid yourself. Dick Cheney wished that plane would have gone down. Don't ever kid yourself. The Republican leadership is really looking for a disaster. Not only does it make the Democrats look bad and them look good, it forces the Democrats to take extreme measures like saying they're going to full body scan some people. The Democrats cannot come back and try to be reasonable on this because the Republicans have raised the hysteria level to 99 over a plane that was inbound into the United States that we could have nothing to do with.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. 100%. And it's like, this just came in via Instagram. You have grandchildren, right?
Yes.
Do you want your grandchildren going through these scanners? It says,
no.
Having my children go through the screening is a whole other issue. As an adult, I'm willing to go through the screener.
I do not. To me, I see it as an absolute waste of time. You had a gentleman on in the last hour that talked about the speed limit, the health care, and all that. He was absolutely dead on. To me, we're throwing an extremely elaborate security door on the front while we're leaving all the windows and doors open in the back. It's ridiculous, and it's for show. And I think we get nothing for this whole thing, but the people, the big moneyed interests that the Republicans represent, get to get in there, and they put multi-million dollar machines in airports and everywhere else, and they make money on a crisis.
And now possibly more money to be made if they preemptively make some kind of attack in Yemen.
Oh, and that's what's even worse. You've got Hoekstra saying, I think it was yesterday, we need to hit another country. You know, how many countries have we hit now?
How thin can we spread ourselves?
Right. And the thing is, the hypocrisy is they don't mean any of it, but they're using it as political wedges. That's how Republicans play.
Yeah, this is a lose-lose situation for Dems and the Obama administration. Let's say the plane goes down. Then, you know, wow, look at the Obama administration failed. And now the conversation is, oh, look at this happened. They screwed it up. This happened, and now we're going to lose some privacy issues because of it.
Exactly.
So he's screwed either way.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they need to approach this thing completely pragmatically, absolutely pragmatically. The full body scan, it's laughable. It's a waste of time. We have plenty of measures that are already in place. And how many planes have gone down? Not very many.
Nope. Not very many. How many have, you know, I can't even think of any except for the 9/11 attacks.
That's it.
You know, and we can go back and forth on 9/11 too, Eric. That sounds like I lost you, but, you know, I'm not saying that it was an inside job. I don't land in that category, but I do believe, and this may put me, you know, and shed me into some negative light in some of our listeners, but, you know, I think that they knew it was going to happen and they just sat back and let it happen so they could go to Iraq. That's what I think happened on 9/11. That's what I think happened on 9/11, is that they used it like, look, now we've got an enemy. They're attacking us on our soil. We've got to go there and fight them there. Wasn't that the whole idea behind the war on terror, is fight them over there so they're not here? That doesn't seem to be working, does it? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Stuart in Denver. Good morning, Stuart.
Hey, Turk.
What's up?
I want to thank you and your old partner in bringing up David Sirota and teaching him the ropes there. You guys did a great job.
Oh, thanks, man. Great. One of the greatest things ever was when we got David Sirota to fill in. He had never done, you know, he'd been on the Al Franken show as a guest several times, you know, twice a week. And we were using him here with Jay Marvin, and we were looking for a fill-in. I was like, you know, Sirota would be a great guy to do. And this is when he was in Montana, and he was able to go to a radio station there. And he's really cut his teeth here on AM 760, and I think he's become a really great, great talk show host.
Yeah, you guys were a big influence on that. But
thanks.
So let's just get this straight. Torture only works for one thing, to get false confessions. The military has documented that over and over. The reason
we've had CIA agents tell us that on this show.
Yeah, the reason we waterboard our own people, the reason that certain people are allowed to go through that training, is so that they survive mentally if they're captured by somebody else who's tortured.
Yeah.
So this is how any form of torture has ever produced any usable and actionable information is just a lie.
Yeah, it is. And that, you know, that one caller said, hey, we should waterboard this Nigerian man.
And let's get another fact straight. The TSA, it has that name to sound like the FBI or the CIA, but they're a limited liability corporation. And then this technology that we're talking about spending all this money on is the military-industrial complex, once again. They're going to keep the patents. These scanners were invented in our colleges and then were given to these companies that now have patents and licenses on it. And so you think that these scans are going to be stored someplace by the government? No, they're going to be stored someplace by the company, and it's going to be their property.
Exactly. And then you'll start seeing these things pop up in high schools and stadiums and malls.
Yeah.
Is that what's next?
Yeah, exactly. And guess who's going to own all that? The company that makes them. And who do we even know who that is? You know, I mean,
I'm wondering who makes these full-body scanners. Is it Diebold? I don't know.
Yeah, if the people watching the machines worked for the government, we'd have some recourse. If they worked for an outside company supervised by the government, we'd have some recourse. But the TSA has the power of law to law enforcement, and they're a limited liability corporation.
Yeah.
So they have the best of both worlds. Isn't that fascism? Isn't that exactly the definition of fascism? Is that they're in bed with government, they get the government power to do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, they get the government to do whatever they want privately.
Yeah, and then the government gets to say, oh, but they're a company that we can't do anything about it. You know?
Yeah, no.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah, right. It is. Stuart, hey, man, great call. I appreciate it.
Keep up the good
call
work,
me
man.
Again, buddy. Thank you. Happy New Year. 303-713-7600. Let me read another instant message. And a lot of these are coming in. You can always do that at am760.net. This one thing I haven't heard anyone say yet is, why is the U.S. government getting its shorts in a Twitter when the supposed terrorist didn't even get on a plane in the U.S.? How about putting pressure on other countries to improve their screening instead of further hassling people at U.S. airports? Good point. This one also came in. This last caller, Jim, is absolutely wrong about torture. It has been proven by CIA, FBI, military that waterboarding does not work. They say anything just to stop it. What does work? What does work was when the interrogators become friends and help the bad guys medically, etc. That's how we receive good info from one of the main terrorists. Can't remember his name. It was not waterboarding. My gosh, it is so easy. Get out of the Middle East and let's read Three Cups of Tea by Mortensen, and we will win the hearts and minds of the Muslims. Oh, well, there's no money in that. True. That is 100% true. Great, great instant message there, Tom. Let's take one more phone call before we hit break, but I will get everybody in here. Let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Hey, good morning, Turk.
Morning.
Just two quick points. One, was Eric Holder right? Are we a nation of cowards? I mean, we get so wrapped up in these very unlikely yet spectacularly terrifying ways to die when, you know, everyone knows if they just think about it for a second, if you detach from the emotional fear and think, we're much more likely to get creamed on I-70 today or get taken out by an aneurysm when we're on the treadmill at the gym than a terrorist attack. I mean, come on. Don't be afraid. Would it be awful? Yes.
Well, there's a lot of money to be made in fear, you know? And that's
absolutely.
I think that's what the 2000s will be remembered for is the decade of fear.
Yep, fear is possible. You can get people to buy whatever you're selling them if they think it'll keep them safe.
Yeah.
And the second thing in terms of getting over fear, we have pretty good record now as a citizenry of taking out terrorists on planes. And you know, I think someone made a pretty decent point about sky marshals maybe not being able to do something in time if they're not in position. And I think we should just add a little bit of citizen combat training to the pre-flight routine. You know, if your seat can be a flotation device and an oxygen mask will drop. And if someone gets up and tries to light something on fire, stop them.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Yeah, you know, like, could you imagine the...
funny, but honestly, is that one of the best ways to stop somebody? I mean, you can't get a gun on a plane, right? So if you're going to get on a plane with something, it's going to be like some sort of a knife. I mean, they use box cutters in 9/11, right? And, or some very primitive explosive that it takes, I mean, apparently you have to light something on fire that will light something else on fire that will light something else on fire that might set off a bomb.
Right, and he was going to do this all underneath his blanket.
Right, people have time to stop that. I mean, does it sound a little crazy to put the fate of the people on the plane in their own hands?
Yeah, you know, when I had a call early in the show, say, well, what about, you know, we're not checking the bags that, you know, when the initial check-in, the stuff that goes in cargo, you know, and that those things could just have timed bombs in them.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary. I mean,
there's so many other ways they can get us, you know, if they want us that bad.
There are obviously security gaps, and I think we should focus on those. Like, what are the real security gaps? I think we get distracted by, you know, some of these, you know, scares, but really, I mean, you're right. Like, people can just pull up to an airport, you know, I mean, passenger drop off and blow something up if they've got something in their car. And
wouldn't it be easier just to contaminate the water supply?
Right. But again, now we're getting into this, oh my God, you know, what's going to happen? And
right.
Let's empower law enforcement to investigate, to do their jobs. Let's have transparency and accountability when it comes to protecting civil liberties, and let's not be freaked out. That's kind of where I am on it.
I'm with you, man. All right. Love it. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Joe. Have a good one, buddy.
All right. Take it easy.
303-713-7600, 40 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's go ahead and step aside for a short commercial break, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. Kevin and Bill, hang on. Have a couple open lines at 303-713-7600. We'll take all comers here, and if you want an instant message, just go to am760.net. Click on David Sirota's page. Up on the top left, you'll find the link there. And I'm also going to bring up this local story here on the other side that may irk some of you rural folks. I'll spit it out. Some of the folks living in the country, they're not going to plow your roads anymore from 7 p.m. to like 5 a.m. I bet that makes a lot of people unhappy. We'll get your take on that as well after Todd Parker fills us in on traffic.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week, and they offer a vegetarian menu. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyte are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyte. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
.23, 37 minutes before 10 o'clock. Taking your phone calls on these full-body scanners. Kevin and Bill, hang on just 1 second. I'm coming to you. Colorado lawmakers protest Department of Transportation policy to leave some rural highways unplowed. Does this upset you? State Department of Transportation plans to leave snow on nearly 2,800 miles of less-traveled rural highways during evening hours this winter, and lawmakers who represent those areas are fuming. Citing public safety concerns, a dozen legislators, mostly Republicans, have drafted a letter asking transportation officials and Governor Bill Ritter to send out plows to the farther reaches of the state's highway system. A spokeswoman for the Transportation Department said the state's general practice has always been to leave those stretches unplowed overnight unless they are a school route, hospital route, or unless heavier snowfall would otherwise shut them down. The difference, said spokeswoman Stacy Stegman, is that the state has reposted signs warning drivers that roads won't be cleared between 7 p.m. and 5 a.m., and the state will better enforce those hours this year. The policy applies to roads with 1,000 or fewer drivers a day. That includes great swaths of roads on the western slope and eastern plains. Senator Greg Brophy from Ray, who is leading the charge against the policy, characterized the shift as an ill-advised, cost-saving measure. It's a basic safety issue. People who are traveling rightly expect the roads to be plowed unless they are officially closed, Brophy said. It certainly adds a new level of uncertainty to anyone on the eastern plains or up in the mountains. Brophy didn't offer an alternative cut to the road budgets to provide more funds for plowing, instead saying transportation officials are better equipped to make those decisions. The state pays $4.85 per plow per mile, Stegman said. That is one pass of one plow in one lane for 1 mile. Many stretches require more than one pass and have more than one lane, she said. Major storms will bring out the plows, but a few inches overnight won't. And here's another quote from Stacy Stegman. We have a limited number of plows, and we always put our resources on more heavily traveled roads. We're trying to be responsible with dollars. Very, very few people would notice a difference. So if there's any folks out there living in rural country Colorado that this upsets, I'd like to hear from you. My initial response to this was, you know, plow them all. We're paying for it, whether you live in the country or not. You know, just because we live in Denver doesn't mean we should have better access to snow plows and better roads. But I understand that, you know, the state's in a lot of problems with the budget. So do you think that CDOT should leave these 2,800 miles of less-traveled rural highways alone during evening hours of winter storms? 303-713-7600 if you'd like to comment on that. But do have a couple calls here hanging. Kevin in Fort Collins, I appreciate your patience. Kevin, what's happening?
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Great show as always. And the transformation of David's Road into the talk show host that he is definitely a compliment of you and Jane Marvin. John, you're the professional of all professionals. You do a great job. You handle people well. And you're always fun and nice to talk to. So, you know, David owes a great big appreciation to you, I'm sure, because you've done, you know, I'd love to have you, men or anyone, John. You do a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'm coming up on my 10-year anniversary here at Clear Channel this year.
Well, I've
been here a long time.
They need to give you a big bonus, John, because you've done a great job, and, you know, I've called for a lot of years.
Yeah, you have.
You really make this a fun thing to listen to and something I never miss every morning. I'm glad you brought up that deal about the roads and the with Brophy commenting on it. Right away, here you have a right-winger that goes nuts on it, and this is a guy that loves Tabor, that thinks that Tabor needs to stay in place.
Mm-hmm.
CSU, CU, all the universities and colleges in this state are in money trouble, and nobody wants to talk about getting rid of Tabor. We put a Band-Aid on it with Referendum C. It only lasted 5 years, just enough to get Owen and his band of criminals out of office so he could look good, and then saddle the next governor, which happened to be Ritter, with this big, huge problem.
Yep.
And, you know, it comes around full circle, John, to what Ralph said from Colorado Springs, who always makes good points.
Follow the money.
Follow the money, and it's all about priorities. Republicans love to have us live in fear. They don't offer any solutions, and it's a situation where DeMint from South Carolina is putting a hold on the TSA director. Why? Because the TSA director is talking about unionizing them or paying them more so that we'll have a better professional group protecting us. And it's like Ralph said, we've got 45,000, you know, that's according to a Harvard Medical Review study, a peer-reviewed study, that 45,000 people a year die because of no health care, and we're worried about, you know, taking more people's freedom away. And what are Republicans talking about? They're afraid that workers in airports might make a livable wage, and we just couldn't have that. It's just amazing how executives at banks can make billions of dollars a year, and hedge fund managers can do that, but the average person, we want to kill the middle class, and really it is a safety factor, John, that they're not going to plow these rural roads, because what if some teenager's driving that in the morning going to work because it's the only way she has to go to work or to go to school or something like that? Is that worth taking a chance with? And I understand Ritter's, you know, why he has to look for every cost cutting, because we've got this Tabor deal. We have to address that, and we need to take all these presidents of the universities, the one here at CSU, this chancellor that we got that used to be a Tabor supporter, and that Joe Blake from the Chamber of Commerce, and we need to get those clowns out there and go out and get repeal the Tabor. Have the CU president, who is another huge supporter of Tabor, right winger that was ahead of the Colorado State Republican Party, and have these guys go out and speak to the state, John, and express to them how we need to repeal Tabor so that we have money to run this state and to keep people safe.
Yeah, and it's a major problem. It was kind of handed off to Ritter, and he takes a lot of the heat for it. And I think Ritter's done a good job.
He has to balance.
But, the Republicans aren't making much sense on this. They seem to like it both ways.
Well, they do. They just bloviate about, we need to, cut everybody's taxes, but we want to spend the money and we want to keep everybody safe. They, like you said, they want their cake and eat it both, and you can't have it that way.
Yeah, I bet Brophy is in support of these full-body scanners.
Well, of course. And here's the other thing. I mean, let's go back to this health care thing. You know, I mean, doesn't that scare you, John, that someone that you may know that doesn't have health insurance could die because of it? I mean, that's scary. I mean, that's someone that probably might live in your neighborhood that lives, you know, we have thousands of people in Colorado that die because they don't have health insurance, and they'll never meet a terrorist. A lot of Coloradans never get on a plane. They'll never fly. But yet they could die because they don't have health insurance, because we're too cheap in this country to do what's right. But yet we can spend, you know, they're talking about $300 billion in Iraq, the projected amount. And that's going to be per year. I mean, it's just money going down a rat hole. And this last terrorist try on that plane, what they said was a direct repercussion because of the bombings that we did in Yemen. So the more we go and try to do these preemptive type strikes in other countries and that type of thing, we're going to create more terrorism and, you know,
and more enemies.
We're like a dog chasing its tail,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
So,
all right, good stuff as always, Kevin. Hey, man, I appreciate it. And thanks for the compliments, dude.
Hey, absolutely.
And thanks for being a great great addition to the show as well over the years.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you and everybody out there, John.
All right, man, thank you.
Thank you, John.
9:32. I'm going to squeeze one more in before we hit break. 303-713-7600. I got a couple open lines here for you. If you'd like to get in, talk about the rural highways not being plowed in the overnight. If you want to talk about these full body scanners, anything I've said about 9/11. Got Bill in Arvada. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, John. Just a couple of things as I've been listening to. Number one, for all the folks who are wondering why are they doing this to us? Two books, read The Ugly American, which came out in the 50s, and Confessions of an Economic...
Yeah, I've read the second one.
Okay, all right, that'll give you a good idea there. Also, this idea about the profiling Muslims. We've had two incidents lately where Muslims have helped us locate people or, you know, said, hey, listen, there's something going on here, would you check it out? And I think that we cannot risk all the incredible millions and millions of Muslims who don't feel the way the jihadists do, risk losing their support by doing that. Okay, that's just an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And third, a factoid that this might go into your mix as you're figuring out September 11th. Okay, in April prior to September 11th, President Bush went to Italy for a DAO conference. And they would not go over there until the Italian government had set up anti-aircraft batteries around the location. Okay? Now, that can be checked out. Okay? That's a factoid. And so then you have to wonder, okay, what were they thinking? Gosh, oh, we had no idea that they would use airplanes as bombs. Anyway, that's my thought for this morning. You're doing a great job, and thanks a lot, John.
No, you got it, brother. Thank you very much. And, you know, there's a lot of debate over what, you know, what happened prior to and on 9/11. But like I said, I think that I think many members of the administration knew it was going to happen. I think most government employees were told not to fly that day. Seems a little odd to me. And that, you know, they might have used it to start a new war and to bring big, big profits to companies that Dick Cheney had his hands in on. I don't know. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I'll just read this one instant message. We're going to hit a break, and then I have Carrie hanging on. Don't go anywhere, Carrie. I will get you here real shortly. Being safe is an illusion. Whatever happened to land of the free and home of the brave? It seems that Americans are neither brave or free anymore. Not thought about that. If you simply think rationally about probability, you're in more danger crossing the street than you are of being blown up in a plane. I don't feel scanners are needed any more than people need to take off their shoes. It's all about corporate profits. What else can we sell the public based on unfounded fear? It's been said that when you think the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. That comes from Wes in Denver. Thank you. Great job, Wes, there in putting it into the instant messages. Go to am760.net, click on David Sirota's page. I'll read all those, as well as take your calls at 303-713-7600. 25 minutes before 10 o'clock, Todd Parker, hoping traffic has loosened up for us.
Some things can be left to chance. A coin toss, a lottery ticket, a palm reading, but not your safety. That's why, in a crash, OnStar Automatic Crash Response can use built-in sensors to automatically alert an OnStar advisor.
This is OnStar. Do you need help?
If you're injured or your cell phone's out of reach, they can direct emergency help to your exact GPS location, leaving your safety to the experts, not to chance. OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Be Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Four free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284. 1-800-816-9284.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
You want to create more power and greatness for your life and career. Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Kudos to Kelly McGillis. Just watching the TV here while I was in commercial break. You know Kelly McGillis from Top Gun. Starred as Tom Cruise's love interest in that 1986 hit. She has come out and said she's gay today. So, hey, kudos to you, Kelly McGillis. Never would have thought. But then again, I never would have thought Meredith Baxter Lee was either. Not like I have a problem with it. No problem at all. But that's, I don't know why I have it on like entertainment, like Showbiz Daily here in the control room. What am I doing? I should put on CNN or something else. Anyway, this instant message came in. If all these people are willing to put aside their modesty and personal privacy and go through these full-body scanners, wouldn't it be cheaper to just build separate areas for women and men to have them strip search before entering? The old put your hands on the circles on the walls and spread them. Would you be willing to those full-body pat-downs? That's another question. This comes from Liam, who always has something bizarro to say. Let's ignore the fact that Muhammad, the founder of Islam, was a brutal, sadistic mass murderer, ethnic cleanser, rapist, and assassin, and pretend that in his spare time between atrocities, he somehow invented a compassionate religion of peace. Muslims revere Muhammad. That's worth looking into if you want to understand the violence that comes with Islam. I've talked to many Muslims, and they don't believe in that, Liam. So, you know, there are the jihadists and the fundamentalists. There's fundamentalist Christians that scare the hell out of me, too. 303-713-7600. Carrie in Aurora, thanks for your patience, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about the rural road plowing.
Yeah, please. What do you think?
Well, I was in Arizona. I'm from Arizona. And I wanted to tell you a little story about what happened to some teenage girls because the roads weren't plowed. They were coming back from a day of skiing in northern Arizona. And they were coming back in the early evening, and the roads weren't plowed, and so they get on the road and get lost. Well, they got lost, left their heater on, their cell phone ran out of energy, and they were stuck out there for 2 full days. They had one granola bar to split between them, and that's all they had to eat. By the time they had found them, the girls' feet were frozen. One girl had to have both feet amputated, and the other girl had to have her knees amputated all the way up to her knees. And so, of course, this went to the courts, and it dragged through a couple of years, and the state ended up paying them millions of dollars.
For not plowing the roads?
For not plowing the roads and finding them for 2 days.
Well, when you think about some of these highways, I mean, it's 2,800 miles of less traveled roads. And
right.
And I'm looking out on the southeastern plains, where the winds kick up. I mean, them are some of the nastiest conditions you'll see is when it snows out east.
And it's very easy to get lost.
Yeah, and even on the western plain, they're talking about some of those ones on the western slope that will not be touched.
Right.
If you live in Craig or, like Steamboat Springs and west of northwest of there, they're not going to touch your roads.
Right.
From 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. And some people work graveyard shifts and have to travel these highways.
Right. And, Lord help you if you run out of gas or your battery dies, something like that. And I think it's a matter for the state of pay now or pay later, and they should look at that.
Yeah.
And people's safety. People are going to get hurt.
Yeah, I think we could maybe save more lives paving roads than we could by installing these body scanners in airports. That's just my opinion, Carrie. I don't know. Yeah,
and I'm flying tomorrow, so who knows what's going to happen.
Well, you be safe and just give yourself plenty of time. Like, you know, I've been checking the DIA scanners out there. Normally, you know, on a normal day, security wait time's about 5 to 10 minutes. It's been about 15 to 20 to 30 minutes the last couple of days, and that could just be due to increased holiday travel, but definitely going to take you a little more time. But be safe traveling, okay, Carrie?
My flight leaves at 6:30 in the morning, so I'll be out there about 5.
All right. Well, be safe and give yourself lots of time, all right?
Thank you.
Happy New Year, Carrie. Thank you.
Thank you.
303-713-7600. Let's go to Craig in Nederland. Good morning, Craig. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So, yeah, I had a comment about the effectiveness of security screenings, or rather the lack of it.
Okay.
You know, they check for a lot of things, but they still let your lithium-ion batteries on the plane. Those things contain enough energy to down an airplane. All right, anybody can sneak mercury on a plane. I've accidentally had some on a plane in the past. One vial of mercury can eat a hole in the aluminum frame of an airplane in less than an hour.
Yeah.
All right. Imagine the devastation that would be caused if someone set off a suicide bomb in the security line. I mean, these things just aren't effective. It's all security theater.
It is. It seems like theater to me, and an act, and it's all about profit in my eyes.
And instilling
fear in the American public.
It would be all right if this stuff actually increased security. But you know, as Bruce Schneier pointed out, there are two things that have increased security on airplanes since 9/11. One is cockpit doors. Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, lock those cockpit doors.
Yeah, and the other thing is
seems like a no-brainer to me.
Oh yeah. Everyone on an airplane knows that if there's somebody hijacking the plane, they're not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, those two things have increased security. We've had two foiled bomb threats from people, right, the shoe bomber and this guy, just from passengers subduing the guy. That seems like the most powerful security technique you can get.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, thank God for these passengers who were extremely brave and, you know, saw something bad was happening. But just imagine being one of those guys, and you look over and some guy's starting to light a fire on his crotch while you're on an airplane. I mean, could you imagine the panic that would ensue?
You just can't fool around.
Yeah, but, you know, I'd get, if I saw that happening, I'd bum rush the dude.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope more passengers, but, you know, what do you think about air marshals?
Air marshals are great, right? You got to have somebody there to keep the peace on the plane. But all this stuff about hiding under the blankets or turning off the entertainment system, come on.
Yeah. Hey, no carry-ons in Canada.
Yeah. So the terrorists aren't going to be able to know when it's the last ever flight. Come on, they've got watches.
No. And it's like the terrorists have won. They're trying to disrupt our way of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this is a big disruption of the way we travel.
Well, you know, it's the more fear you got, the more they're winning.
Yep, true. And the more votes you'll get in 2010.
Totally. Well, thanks very much.
Hey, man. Craig, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Robert in Denver. Hang on, Sue. I'm coming to you shortly. Looks like you're on one of those rural roads in northeastern Colorado, so I want to talk to you. But Robert's here first. Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
Not too much. Working hard in the cold.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you got to make a living, right?
Yeah, man. Everybody does.
Well, I just wanted to address, you know, the 9/11 thing, and as you probably know from the sound of things, people want to ignore the facts, you know, and just listen to what they're, you know, like spoon-fed on CNN and such, and you know, they won't look at the facts, you know, how easily that happened, and if they would, you know, check things out, there's plenty of video you can get that are actually documentaries, you know, they're not some conspiracy nut sitting behind the
desk. I've seen a lot of those videos.
Yeah, and like take the Pentagon for example. I mean, you look at the film footage of the Pentagon, and before it collapsed, there was only a 16-foot hole, you know. And supposedly this 747 was swallowed up by that 16-foot hole, you know. And there's just all the eyewitnesses from that day, or I should say, a majority saw different things. So they saw a smaller plane, and you know, that wasn't no sort of airliner, and well, I'm sorry, planes.
No, I've seen reports that those planes that went into the towers weren't even the planes that took off from Boston and other airports.
The Pentagon's the best one because there's very little damage to the Pentagon before it collapsed at 20 minutes later. And if you look, if you go back to footage of airplane crashes around the world, whether they blew up at 30,000 feet or crashed into a mountainside, there's whole pieces of the fuselage left. The engines are left. There's luggage. There's bodies. These things just do not vaporize. You know, it's just incredible, the thing that, you know, we're ready to believe. And Bush played the biggest mind game of all when he got on national TV and said, well, if you're not for us, you're with the terrorists.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're either with us or against us.
Yeah, that automatically shut off people to think for themselves.
Yep, it really did.
And people just get on the Internet. This is real information. It's not crap people throw on there. On 9/11, we were in this country, our military was practicing terrorist drills for hitting the exact same target. The Madrid, Spain train bombings, those targets were also being exercised that exact same day for terrorist attacks. And what it did, it made both the military stand down, you know. And there's another thing people can research. Do you remember the golfer Payne Stewart?
Yes.
He died in his own cockpit.
Yeah, because they lost cabin pressure.
Yeah, this was before 9/11. We sent two National Guard jets up to intercept him in less than a half hour after losing contact, and we could not get one jet to intercept one of these passenger jets, you know, for an hour and a half.
Well, that's what kind of leads me to believe that, you know, maybe we just kind of set back and let it happen, that maybe it wasn't, you know, completely an inside job.
Well, yeah, people are going to vary there, and, you know, I firmly believe and convinced, you know.
You're convinced it was an inside job?
Yeah. Well, okay. It has to be for all that happened that day.
Right.
You know, people being told not to fly.
Oh, right. And Dick Cheney, you know, him being rushed away to a bunker. Meanwhile, George Bush is sitting in the open at a school.
Well, then people also need to look at Building 7. That was a smaller building that collapsed.
Yeah.
Well, that building wasn't even hit by an airplane. All it had was a couple small fires in it.
Yeah.
You know, and ever since the ACLU and various lawsuits made the government release those 9/11 firefighter tapes, you know, the firefighters are right on there. Even in the Twin Towers saying, you know, we have the fires under control. You know, and next thing you know, come on. This is the only time in the history of the world where one, and then we had three buildings collapse from being hit by an airplane.
No, there's definitely some fishy stuff that went on. And, you know, I've watched lots of film. I've watched lots of stuff on both sides. And, you know, honestly, that's where I land, is I don't think that it was an inside job. I think we just kind of sat back and let it happen. But,
well,
hey, man.
Yeah, either way, all I'm asking is that people think.
Yeah, people think for yourself. Don't, like, listen to Bush when he says either you're with us or against us.
Yeah, get off of CNN and Fox and all that other crap and do the research.
Go to jeffrentz.com, huh?
Yeah, it's not that hard.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate the phone call. Call me again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, dude. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Sue in northeastern Colorado. Sue, what do you got to say about these rural roads and the plowing that's not going to happen in the evening hours?
Well, I can tell you from my personal experience, it doesn't happen anyway, so I don't see how money's going to be saved.
So no change? Where do you live in northeastern Colorado, if you want to divulge that?
Oh, I don't want to divulge that, because then my road will never get plowed.
Do you use a lot of these roads that are, you know, on CDOT's list of stuff they're not going to plow in the overnight?
I haven't looked at it, but I can guarantee you that this last weekend we were definitely snowed in.
Mm-hmm. No, I heard 76 was brutal.
And you just deal with it, but that's the government's decision, and I just can't wait till they, you know, if they were to be in charge of health care, then I don't know. How do they decide if they need to cut back on money?
Where do they decide the cuts come from?
And that's, you know, the government is just like any corporation. They only have so much money to work with, so.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad to hear that guy that was on there last that thinks that we need to think for ourselves. But apparently everything on the Internet is true. So,
I believe everything I read. I wrote it down, then I read it. I believe it. I can make up anything and believe it.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, polls or anything else. So I'm just so glad
The New York Daily News ran this poll on if you're for or against these full body scanners, and 81% said they're for them.
Well,
but that's a hardcore conservative paper. You look at you got to look at your sources.
Well, I don't trust either side.
Right.
So it's just, I'm glad to see that he's found somebody he can totally trust. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, hey, awesome call, Sue.
Hey,
thank you so much. Have a great day. Appreciate it. Happy New Year, too. 303-713-7600, 9 minutes before 10 o'clock. I do have another segment left, so hang tight if you're waiting, and I'll get to you shortly here. But first, Todd Parker will give us our last look at traffic here during the David Sirota Show.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
This resolution is to
be a better husband.
To lose some weight.
To have more home-cooked meals with the family.
Make more money.
New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution?
So let the beginning.
And drink less.
What I want to feel forever.
Or trade more.
2010 begins.
My New Year's resolution.
On AM 760.
Stay happy and not get angry over the little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
How would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
God, this song reminds me of Vegas. I'd like to go back to Las Vegas soon. And I did it pretty decently last time I went out. You know, didn't lose a whole... I basically ended up even, which isn't bad after all the food and all that. And then I came back thinking, man, I'm good. I'll go up to Central City and spin some. And that wasn't so good. Lost it all back. So, anyway, would love to go back to Las Vegas, hang out at the Bear Pool and Lounge at the Mirage Hotel and Casino. But that's besides the point. Let's get all these phone calls in. I got three hanging on. I want to get you all in. I got about 4 minutes left, so we can give you each about a minute. Let's go to Judy in Littleton. Good morning, Judy. Judy.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, I have two knee replacements. And I will say, going through that scanner thing is a heck of a lot easier than sitting there waiting forever for somebody to come and check you.
Is that right?
It really is.
So do you go through those every time, the full body scans?
Not every time, no. But, you know, if I'm 60-something years old. If somebody wants to look at my body, go for it.
Is that where you're at?
I don't think that people stand there and oogle and ogle over people's bodies.
Well, most of them probably don't, but you know, there's got to be a couple that do.
Well, I'm sure.
You know, like, let's say I'm sitting there, there's a TSA scanner, and let's say, like, Gisele Bündchen walks through, a supermodel.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, man, Gisele Bündchen, I'm going to stop and look at this one.
I know, but, you know, I just find it much easier, much quicker.
Right.
I mean, you're just...
Well, yeah, you know, it could be easier. If you just walk through these things, even if, you know, like your carry-on goes through one side, and then you don't have to take off your belt or your shoes or this and that, and you walk through, it may save you some time.
It does. I mean, I have sat and waited 10 minutes for somebody to come over and hand-scan me. So, I know people think it's an invasion of privacy, but if it saves an airplane, so be it.
Right. Hey, Judy, where are you from in the South?
I'm from Atlanta.
From Atlanta, GA, the dirty, dirty. All right, I love your southern accent.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. You know what I love is when I go to Georgia and they call me Sugar. I love being called Sugar. And everywhere I went in Atlanta, every restaurant I went to, would you like some sweet tea, Sugar? Of course I would, man. I love people from Atlanta. Love the dirty, dirty. Bob in Erie. Bob, what's happening?
Yeah, hello, how are you doing?
Good, man, you? I got about a minute and a half for you. What's up?
I'm talking about the snowplow. I live out here right off of 52 Road 5 in a Karma Car Ranchette, and we never get a snowplow to come through. It's the neighbor and myself with tractors going through it. 2 days ago.
Isn't it illegal to touch your plow down on roads if you're not employed by The Colorado Department of Transportation?
Well, that's the only way we can get out.
Right, so you do it. You get out and plow those highways yourself, huh?
Right, in the subdivision to get out. And last week there was a pickup from Well County that came from Greeley all the way out here. We got a new four houses in a cul-de-sac, and he plowed them guys out and left. So I called the guys today and asked them what the heck is going on, because we pay taxes too.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, it is true. You guys, you know, the people that live in these rural areas pay the same amount of taxes that we do.
Yeah, I mean.
And why should your roads be neglected while ours, you know, hey, so they take, let's say, you know, you see three of them cruising down, these plows cruising down I-25, one after another.
Right.
And you add a fourth one, but take away one that could be plowing out, you know, on I-76 up in the northeastern part of the state, or out, you know, near Craig or Steamboat.
Yeah, well, this was a pickup with a fan dispersing thing in the back, and he just does that one little cul-de-sac, and he comes all the way from Greeley. That's saving money, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I hope that they decide to keep continuing plowing these rural roads in the evening hours, because I think it's unfair.
Well, I tell you what, you are doing a super job, and I love talking with you guys, and you guys are just awesome.
Oh, Bob, I appreciate it, man. Knock it off.
All right, take care, buddy.
All right, you too, buddy. Happy New Year. Let's end up the day with Richie, our cab driver. Richie, what's up? I got about less than a minute for you. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, two things. First of all, they don't even plow the roads in Denver. You know, John, Denver's idea of snow removal was wait for a sunny day.
Yeah,
okay.
True.
We had no business even this whole thing. Either there is a threat or there isn't. If there is a threat, then it should be. We should take a lesson from Israel. We didn't have to worry about Saddam Hussein, like we don't have to worry about Iran, because Israel's going to take them out long before, and they don't care what anybody thinks.
Yeah, I think, you know, Israel can take care of themselves, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
If we had no business even going over there, they could have done it. But as soon as there's a threat to them, they put the military right in the airports. Take them out of the Middle East, like a guy said. Put them in the airports, the National Guards, if there is a real threat.
Yeah, hey, Richie, I'm out of time, man. I'm sorry. National Guard is a good idea. Maybe not air marshals. Maybe use a National Guard at the airports. I read every single one of your instant messages. Thank you so much. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. CBS News is next.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-974-AUTO.
And this is Dave Logan speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
This weekend at Blockbuster, select previously viewed DVDs are 5 for just $20. Choose from Paul Blart Mall Cop, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, 7 pounds and more. Previously viewed DVDs, 5 for just $20 at Blockbuster. Sold separately for prices marked at participating stores while supplies last.
If you're into hunting, fishing, and the outdoors, then check out Bargain Watch. This week, go to am760.net and buy 2-for-1 tickets to the International Sportsman's Expo, January 7th through the 10th at the Colorado Convention Center. It's Bargain Watch, brought to you by Comcast.
Wishing you happy holidays as we progress into a new year. AM